sky, rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes, the dead rising from the grave.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together, mass hysteria.
Somebody actually gave us props for our show.
How about them apples?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
If you took these microphones away and had us three sit down here for 2 hours, it's the same conversation.
Yeah. Boring. Our show sucks because all we do is we make jokes and laugh at each other. That's our talent.
Fellas, we're going to start the show, be out of here like flies out of a window. We're going to start this show right out of the dugout.
You know what this show is?
What is it?
It's a 3-hour phone call. That's what it is.
That's radio gold.
That's radio gold. Fucking glorified phone call.
With bad reception. This is what we do in the show tanks. We just put Jenny on and let her talk about sucking D and all that, you know?
Wacky hijinks.
All right, boys, let's roll.
Sucking D and all that, Ron. Last week for that. I thought last week was the last week for that.
Well, we couldn't get together in the
right.
Last week.
We're going to work on a new intro.
Next week, new intro, I swear to God.
Yes. What up, everybody? It's the lunaticradio.com show back on the air Monday. It's October.
October
17th?
16th.
Whatever, we're 16. Back on the air. It's Ron and Rocket tonight. Ron and Kieran, actually. Rocket is off working, so no producer tonight. Ron and I are manning the controls all alone. What do we do without a producer, Ron? Damn it.
Jesus Christ. Do what we always did. Do what we did before Rocket was around all the time.
Right.
We can do it.
We bomb. Now, Rocket's not here. He's off. He's got lots of projects and stuff to do. So it's Ron and me tonight.
We're just a little less interactive tonight.
That's basically less interactive. That's the thing. If you're listening to the chat room or listening in the chat room and you're typing in feedback and you want to chat with somebody on the show, that is not going to happen tonight, people. So because we can't control that. We don't have a keyboard. I have a big mixing board in front of me. Ron has nothing in front of him.
But the post.
Rocket seat is vacant.
That's right.
His controls and everything are down.
Shut down.
I even turned off the monitor in the chat room so Ron doesn't get distracted.
Yes. I'm like a gnat with the distractions.
Do you want to talk about that? How you get distracted?
Yeah. It's just what happens. I have the attention span of a 4-year-old.
Yeah.
And I am easily distracted.
That was like a big discussion.
That was a big discussion. Well, because it was getting worse. That's the problem. I was trying to, a couple of weeks, I was sort of fighting with myself and not looking at the chat room or not trying to see what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
And just getting distracted.
Yeah.
And by any number of things.
I know. Rock called me after, actually, I think I called him after you got off the phone with him.
Right.
And I was talking to Rock, and Rock was like, hey, yo, you know what? Ron really... He really gets distracted. I'm like, what are you talking? He's just bullshitting.
No, it's true.
Can't be serious. And he's like, no, really. He can't sit next to a monitor because he can't focus on the show at all.
No, can't.
It's I don't know. I have the thing in front of me. I barely even look at it.
I can't. It's just that it's kind of like it wasn't always that way. It just sort of became that way over the past, like, since the beginning of the summer, really. You know, like, for like the last 6 months, it was like progressively getting, you know, worse.
Now, why is that?
I don't know.
Do you have like some sort of, I don't know, you're worried or nervous? What? I don't understand why you get distracted by the chat room. It's just people in words and people on cameras. That's all it is.
I know. I don't know. It just was. It was distracting. Mm. And then I was like not paying attention to what was going on with the show. And I was not giving my all, so to speak.
Right. All right. Uh-huh.
So I'm much like over here now, like on the other side of the studio, and I got nothing going on. This is great. I'm like on point.
Right.
I have a laser focus.
No Yankee games to worry about.
No Yankee games to worry about.
Not even a Met game to glance at.
Well, you know what? It was along the chat room was basically along the same lines as a Yankee game. You remember how we couldn't put the Yankee games on during the show because I would like watch the Yankee game and be like, what? What are you talking about?
Right.
It was pretty much the same thing.
Yeah.
Almost. Well, you know what it was? This is what would happen. I'd say a joke, and I immediately turn to the chat room to see if it got any laughs.
Really?
Yeah. And then I'd be like, is anybody laughing? And then if nobody was laughing, I'd be like, oh, man. You know, and that's what would happen. So instead of, and you can't do that. You have to just let it go.
I don't
just let it go and then not worry about whether people are laughing or not. You know, worry about it later, like after you listen to the show or listen to the show again or whatever.
Well, that's odd. You would look at the chat room just to see if people got your joke.
Sort of, yeah.
Yeah.
I remember, like, when we were doing the whole, remember we were doing the whole crazy clown thing where we went on for, like, a half an hour doing the whole crazy, the whole time, I remember exactly the whole time looking over and seeing, like, Hobbs, like, fall over laughing in the chat room. And I was like, all right.
So you know you're doing good.
Yeah. But that's what would happen. I'd be, like, looking to them for affirmation.
I'm complete opposite. I don't even care if they laugh or not. I'm pressing on, damn it.
Really? Yeah, well. Everybody, listen, everybody's different.
Yeah, so we got everybody listening in the chat room. Email us at the show at lunaticradio.com. Drunk call hotline, 206-202-LOON. That's 206-202-5666. I got to tell you, the drunk calls are coming in like bad out of hell. The drunk call hotline has exploded over the last 2 months or so.
Is it broken?
To where, you know, back over the summer and even in the springtime, we'd get like, you know, hey, 5-10 drunk calls, and we'd play every single one that we got. The bad ones? Yeah, the drunk call hotline has gotten to the point where we have now we have to be selective.
Right.
Because we get 30, 40.
Wow. How many did you get this week?
I think I got 38.
And how many of them were good?
I got 25 today.
Oh, dude.
They all came in on today.
Wow.
And it was just actually today's drunk calls, and I'm not playing them. I guess there were two kids somewhere in like Colorado or something. They really didn't even say their names, but I guess they were on a mid-afternoon Monday bender.
Uh-huh.
Smoking pot. Because half of them, I listened to every single one. There was probably like 15 calls.
Right.
Half of them were like, you heard the sound of a TV and cartoons playing.
Nice.
And dudes laughing.
Nice.
So I was like, somebody's smoking weed here.
So they're watching like Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
Yeah.
But giggling away.
Yeah. So we have to be selective with the drunk calls. So if you don't hear your call, don't, you know, don't get all mad. You know, we can't play 40 drunk calls every show.
No, we'll be here for hours.
Right. And it really won't be that interesting.
No.
So, you know, I think we have like maybe 15 to play, 15, 16 to play.
Some standouts?
Some. Yeah, Ray Ray called in again, you know.
Right.
The man Ray Ray. Ray Ray now has resorted to the spot. One of our listeners from Virginia, his name's Ray Ray, and all he does is communicate with the show through the drunk call hotline.
Oh, good for him.
That's all he does. But this week, he sent in like four calls, and by the fourth call, he was giving his phone number up.
Oh, really?
He was that
call
hammered.
Me back.
He was like, I want everybody to call me, dude. Here's my number, blah, 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 blah. And then he gave it again.
Just in case you missed it.
Like he was plugging his phone number.
Okay.
He really wants to hang out with you.
Okay.
He wants to hang out with Ronnie Beans.
All right. We'll see what happens.
He seems like a fun guy.
I guess.
He's a college kid. He's in a fraternity. I'm sure he fucking has some stories.
I'll go to a frat party.
Ray Ray said he wanted to come on the show. Also, too, in his drunk calls.
Well, what do you mean? Like,
but he was drunk in an alley at that point, so I don't know if he really meant it.
What do you mean? Like, do a call-in, live call-in?
He wanted to call in and talk to us.
All right. Interaction.
Yeah.
So, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, we got a lot to do on today's show. We're going to do a little topical show today because we usually just talk about ourselves and things that happen in our lives.
Some of that too.
Yeah, we got some of that.
You got some stuff going on.
Ron's got more loveness going on. Wait, did I blow it already? Fuck! See, I can't talk about this stuff on here.
Terrible.
I dig the holes too quickly.
She'll never hear that.
All right. Ron's got some stuff to talk about. Well, let's do some topical stuff today, Ron.
Yes.
Let's change it up.
Yes.
Let's talk about the pop culture today.
Uh-huh.
There's lots of stuff going on in pop culture.
That's right, like peanut butter jelly.
And in the news. Right, peanut butter jelly. A lot of hot chicks to talk about. That's what I'm thinking.
We should rename the pop culture segment of the show, the peanut butter jelly time.
Right.
You know, and that's it.
You can play that goddamn clip?
Absolutely. Time to get into the peanut butter jelly, which I can't find on this damn computer because Rocket has it hidden.
This is the first time, everybody, that Ron has actually had the soundboard in front of him and is manning the phone calls.
Yeah.
Which should be one phone call. We should have one phone call coming in.
Right. Let's see if I can get this straight here. Hopefully this is the peanut butter jelly clip. I'm not sure.
All right, go ahead, Ron. Ron's first attempt at the soundboard. Here we go.
It's loading up.
It's not going too good so far.
Well, it takes a little while. to
Ron's first
to go.
Attempt at the soundboard.
It's peanut butter
jelly. Hey,
peanut
right.
butter jelly time. Peanut butter.
So now do you know how to turn it off?
No.
Maybe we should give you lessons on that.
There you go. There you go.
Right, thank God I can turn it off from over here.
I know which one it is now, though.
All right. Okay. Is it still playing?
Of course.
Oh, turn it off.
All right.
Not good. I think I had to give you a crash course. Can you turn that off?
It doesn't turn off.
Hit the button again or something.
Wait.
It's off. All right, leave it
it's
off. No, don't play it again.
All right, now it's off.
Is it off now?
It's definitely off right. now. I closed out the... whatever.
All right. Yeah. So lots of stuff to do today. We'll talk to CJ Taladano, everybody. CJ Taladano, our new comedian friend out of Erie, Pennsylvania. Young kid, up and comer, just getting started off in the comedy biz. We like to talk. We like to talk to the you know, the guys that have been in the biz for 14 years, and we also like to talk to the people who are just beginning.
The new guys.
The new guys. So CJ's a funny guy. He'll be coming on the air just to talk about stuff. I think he's got a new gig coming up. Maybe he's playing the improv in Pittsburgh or something. I hope I'm not blowing up a spot. And we'll talk to him tonight. And we're just going to have a chill show. No Yankee talk.
No.
No Met talk.
No.
No sports talk at all.
Not really.
Other than the University of Miami football team.
Right.
Which apparently, according to Woody Page of ESPN, is going to be done away with. The entire Miami football team
not
is
happening.
Going away, according to Woody Page.
Not happening. That can't happen.
I couldn't believe that. I'm not much of a sports follower, but I like my teams. Like, you know, I'll watch my football teams play. I don't watch other football teams. So, but when I heard, because Miami, the University of Miami has, their entire school is run
is
by that.
Funded by the football team?
Oh, yeah, funded yes. by that football team.
Yes.
To do away with that football team.
They'd lose so much money, it wouldn't even be funny.
Doesn't that football team generate like $10 million a year for that college?
Probably more. Probably more.
Yeah, but apparently they're all gangbangers of speed. That's what I'm thinking.
Well, that's the coach's fault. Listen, you gotta, as a coach, control your players, no matter who they are. Listen, they're high school, college kids. You can't expect them to. I mean, you have to discipline, man. I don't care where the kids come from. Discipline.
Yeah, but they're recruiting these guys, aren't they?
Well, yeah, but listen, Florida,
they're recruiting guys with criminal records.
Well, listen, I'm sure every team's got guys on it that aren't the best of citizens.
Yeah, I can't imagine my West Virginia Mountaineers are all clean cut dudes.
Yeah, exactly. So it's the coach. The coach has got to be no nonsense. And obviously, if the coach is letting him get away with stuff, that's his own fault.
So what was it this week?
You don't see the same thing happening with Florida or Florida State, and they're basically recruiting from the same area. You know, the same, you know, same you know, logistics, logistical area and stuff like that. So you don't see that kind of stuff happening with them because the coach has control and the guys know they can't get away with shit like that.
So the story is the University of Miami was playing this other team, Florida International,
right,
which is a university like 9 miles away from the University of Miami.
Mm-hmm.
Very close
right.
in proximity to each other. They were playing and an all-out brawl just busts out on the football
sure,
field.
Riot.
Both benches cleared. You know how you see it in baseball,
yeah.
But this is two football teams going at it. You know, fighting each other. Guys swinging helmets at each other.
Sure, yeah.
Dudes flipping other dudes over.
Yeah, it was a mess.
I think some fans ran out of the field.
Sure,
that kind of. But the police,
cops, the police were out there.
The police had to be involved. All sorts of crap. And now they're talking about getting rid of the University of Miami football team. And actually. They had, it was on TV, I believe it was on ESPN,
mm-hmm.
but they also had it, the University of Miami has its own radio network, and I have a clip of the actual broadcaster on that network talking about the football fight, and this guy really didn't have a good take on it, I don't think. I don't know if this guy's going to retain his job.
Everything in their power to restore order, and the officials have the toughest task of all. I don't know how you assess any penalties here.
Now listen to this guy coming up, Ronnie Beans.
Okay.
And tell me if he's black or white.
You know, I say why don't they just meet outside in the tunnel after the ball game and get it on some more.
Followed by a long pause.
apparently this guy has played football before.
Right.
And now, considering the players are fighting on the field, he wants them to take the fight off the field and continue in the parking lot.
You don't come into the OB, baby. We've had a down couple of years, but you don't come in here talking smack. Man, now how?
So he's not appalled.
No, he's upset that I guess more beatings weren't handed out.
Right, he's upset that the fight broke up. That an all-out
and
stadium,
so
right?
Are the fans,
yeah,
because you can hear the fans cheering like they just won the Stanley Cup.
Like an all-out stadium riot didn't break out. He's disappointed that that didn't happen.
We're seeing on the sidelines. Look at that. I'll tell you what. FIU came into the Orange Bowl.
Mayhem.
As much adrenaline as any team you could ever anticipate.
Who won, by the way? Did anybody know?
First step back, Lamar. But they were there to meet the challenge moments ago.
You know what we'd be saying right now? We ready.
Derek, he just keeps on going, that guy. I don't know what his name was, but I can't imagine that guy's having his job today.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
He probably got a call from a radio station saying, hey, you know what? Your comments about the fight going on the football field, I don't think we were, that's not along our guidelines.
Right.
As broadcasters so here at the station.
You can't come into the OB, baby. Talking smack.
When there's a fight on the field, maybe you should say, yeah, that's not a good thing. Please, kids, right. Break it up.
That's right.
You don't
root on the
team.
Not a...
kick his ass!
Sportsman-like.
Kick his ass, Seavis!
Yeah. Find him. Yeah, we don't... Find him in the parking lot afterwards.
Fight him in the parking lot. Break out the gats and go buck wild. Throw your guns on the air. Buck like you just don't care. That's what he said. Pretty much.
Wow.
That's pretty much what he said.
Well, next time I'm in the old B, I'll make sure I don't talk any smack.
Yeah. Wow. Look at that, huh? So, yeah. Well, the Florida football teams don't get along with each other.
Okay.
I like the University of Miami. Great university.
You ever been there?
Yes.
Yeah, so have I.
It has a bar right in the middle of the campus.
It's in the, not in a good part of town.
My ex-girlfriend used to go there, and I went to visit her one time, and all I remember is that she had the hottest roommate in the world.
In the history of roommates?
In the history of roommates, she had the hottest one.
Wow.
The girl's name was even hot.
What was it?
Orally.
Oh.
Just sounds like a hot girl, right?
Listen to this. You know, not the hottest girl I've ever met, but the girl with the hottest name I've ever met.
Uh-huh.
Her name was Nanyale. Yeah, dude. I was like,
Nanyale.
Nanyale.
How do you spell that?
N-A-N-A-N-A-L-E-I. It's Hawaiian.
I would like to have a double team with Orly and Nanyale.
Oh, man.
What a great double team that would be.
I was like, wow, that's your name? Holy shit.
It's like that Nanyale, you sound like, it almost sounds like something you should eat.
Yeah. Well, her mother was Japanese Hawaiian. And that's where they got the name from. Apparently it's some sort of Hawaiian name. And I was like, that's the hottest name I've ever heard. Ever.
Orally sounds like some sort of like sexy body lotion.
Kind of. You know? Yeah.
Kind of want to just fuck bang.
Yeah.
Bang.
Some sort of like cherry flavored lubricant.
Yeah, dude. I want to fucking... Let's call them chicks up. I got to find them.
Who, Nanyale?
Nanyale and Orally.
Yeah.
Two random broads that have nice names.
Yeah.
Hot.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember this girl. I just got boners when I saw her, even though my girlfriend was there.
This girl, Nanyale, looked like Lucy Liu when her name was Nanyale. Yeah.
Asian
chick. Yeah, well, her mother was Japanese Hawaiian.
Mm.
Well, Hawaiian. Her mother was Hawaiian, but had Japanese in her.
What?
And her father was English, like from the UK.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's what I'm going to do. I am going to look at that. Who is that? The PNW. All the people in the chat room. There's like a party going on in the chat room here.
Good for them.
There's a bunch of dudes listening to this broadcast, like drinking beers and watching a football game.
Yeah, good for them.
Weirdos. All right, guys. What up to the PMW out there in the Northwest? Speaking of Hawaii, Ronnie Beans,
yeah.
Big earthquake, right?
Yes, big earthquake right where I was staying.
Yeah.
That was in the exact, that Kona Coast over there was the where I stayed when I was in Hawaii.
Yesterday, about 8-something in the morning.
6.5.
6.5 earthquake hit Hawaii. Right where Ronnie Beans was staying not too long ago.
Yeah, January.
January.
Right there. That would have been right where I was at. The exact, yeah. You know, like there's that whole coast is nothing but hotels. There's like 6 or 7 hotels over there, and that was 2 of the hotels I stayed at were.
Hawaii's such a paradise. Nothing happened. Like it's so nice over there. Yeah. Nothing was ruined.
Well, you know,
it's such a nice place. It's God looks over that place. He's like, I'm not ruining this motherfucker.
Yeah,
it's too nice of a joint.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I would, if I had money or any way possible or enough money, let's put it that way, I'm moving to Hawaii and staying.
Yeah.
You know why? When you, like, and I don't mean to pimp Hawaii because I do it often. And you know how I like to location
place drop.
Yeah.
Place drop.
It, you go to Hawaii and it is impossible to be in a bad mood while you're there. Impossible. No. Because like everything that bugs you about any other place in the world doesn't occur there. It's not cold. There's no bugs. It's always sunny. Like it's always like 72 to 73 degrees. Every once in a while, it's a little hot. Gets to be about 78.
I was watching CNN yesterday when I heard about the earthquake, and they had coverage of local news over there in Hawaii. Mm-hmm. And I was like, look at that. Hawaii's got local news stuff.
Sure they do. They don't even have a weatherman, though.
They don't have. It's always nice.
Yeah, it's 75 and sunny every day.
Like San Diego should have that fucking deal. No weathermen in San Diego. What's the fucking point?
And no bugs. There's no mosquitoes.
Mm-hmm.
So you can leave your windows open. You don't need air conditioning. You don't need anything. And it's like when you wake up in the morning, what am I going to do today? Am I going to go to the beach? I don't know. I'm just going to stare at the Pacific Ocean.
They don't have earthquakes a lot over there.
No, but that big island is 2 big volcanoes, though.
Yeah.
So. I mean, you're not exactly living on, you know, that the island's growing. The island's grown like 300 acres in the last like 20 years.
You know that place is blessed when it is a 6.6 earthquake and no one dies.
Well, yeah.
No one.
Well, there's the Big Island is very sparsely populated because it's 2 volcanoes. So they're just, you know, not a lot going on.
Yeah.
There's only about, I forget how many people on there. Everybody lives on Oahu. So...
I like Hawaii. I'm going to go there.
It's awesome. I can't wait to go back.
Actually, when I was over there in California, I was sitting at the airport 5 hours. And a lot of thoughts go through your head when you're sitting in an airport for 6, 7, 8 hours, whatever it was. And I was like, I hope our earthquake hits right now because I want to feel what that's like. Can you imagine?
No.
I mean, I've been through hurricanes and
I don't
snowstorms
an
and nor'easters and stuff like that.
Two things I don't ever want to... earthquake or tornado. Tidal wave.
I want to feel what an earthquake
tsunami.
Is like. Because it's like... What is it? Like 20 seconds, 30 seconds?
I don't know.
They never last that long, right?
Well, listen, I don't want to be in an earthquake. Not a little one or a big one or any of them. Anyone.
Yeah, but what is that like, though? You're just chilling out on the street.
It's a lot of shaking going
fucking
on.
Fucking playing basketball, shooting some hoops, and all of a sudden everything is moving.
Yes.
Shaking like a fucking, you know, rattle.
Yes.
I want to know what that's like.
You're crazy.
Ready. I don't want to be standing underneath anything that's going to fall on me.
Right.
I like to be in a field or something.
In a field.
Be as safe as possible.
Right.
But I want to know what it's like to have the entire earth underneath you just shake like a motherfucker.
Right. They have a ride like that in Disney, I believe, that simulates like a 3.5 earthquake.
I don't want to go to Disney.
I'm just saying.
Place drop number 2. What do you have? Hawaii and Disney.
That's right.
And it's 2 place drops.
Yeah, that's only what we've been on the show for what, half 20 minutes?
Yeah. Let's see how long we'll go. All right, everybody. So it's the lunaticradio.com show. No Rocket tonight. Ronnie Beans and Kieran sitting here holding down the fort. A lot to do on today's program. I guess we'll take our first break, Ronnie Beans.
Wait, just so we don't feel bad that Rocket's not here.
That's one thing I'll miss. I'll miss his loud noises that just come out.
Yeah.
I think... let's take this opportunity to knock Rocket a little bit. I think Rocket actually has a penis and a vagina. That's what I'm thinking.
You saying he's a trans testicle?
Yes. Because no man with just a unit makes those noises, Ronnie Beans.
This one?
Yeah. That doesn't come out of a dude. Does that come out of a guy?
I think if somebody kicked you in the crotch, it might. Somebody went.
What? Honestly. And now we've been working with the kid for, what, 4 or 5 years now?
A long time.
And he's the only male I know that has ever made noises that make me cringe.
Well,
like, I'm just like, ugh.
You went from, now, there's this, and then the exact opposite, which was this.
Right, right.
So, he's just got a lot of vocal range, what can I tell you?
Play that one again right there. If Dane Cook ever goes deaf, that's the reason right there. Because that definitely gave Dane Cook some ear damage. That was Rocket saying goodbye to Dane Cook when we had him on the program.
That's right. He was very happy.
What a bastard. So Rocket has a vagina and penis. That's what we're thinking.
No,
Craig!
That's what you're thinking. Rocket doesn't have a vagina or a penis.
That's what we're thinking. Come on, Ron. Get with me. Come on, that doesn't come out of a guy.
You know, I talked to him today and he was worried that we were going to beat him up.
I mean, it's just loving taps.
He was like, you guys are going to have fun and I'm going to feel useless.
Really?
Yeah.
He's pretty upset probably not coming on the program.
Well, because I thought I was going to be doing the Wheels of Steel there, and you were going to be over here doing all the other stuff.
Yeah. Well, I had the show all pre-planned in my head.
Right. So that's why he was like, well, if you guys do that, then you won't need me to do anything. And I was like, oh, stop.
Stop it. You're going to get in the game, kiddo.
Yeah, it's all right.
You're just going to sit this one out.
Put me in, coach.
It's just... blame it on a hamstring.
Yeah, that's right. He's got a little Achilles problem.
You're going to let that one rest and you'll be back in the game next week.
That's right. A little Achilles, maybe a little turf toe.
Kid's got a lot of work to do, man.
He does. Hey, you know what? Sometimes reality comes in.
Rocket is, this is his first show he's missing in probably a year
since
and a half.
We went live.
Year and a half.
He used to not come all the time when we didn't go live.
Right, last December.
Right, but then when we went live, he's been here consistently every Monday since we went live.
So almost a year, probably 11 months.
Yeah, which is crazy considering how long he's got to drive to get here.
I know.
I live 5 minutes away, and I don't feel like coming here most of the time.
All right, let's take our first break, everybody. We'll come back with more LunaticRadio.com show right after this.
Hey, what's going on? This is adult film star Kurt Lockwood, and you are listening to www.lunaticradio.com.
You're listening to a future Marconi Award winner.
Keep regrouping. We're going to regroup until we have a radio show.
Yo, kids, what's up? It's the CEO here. Listen, if you're trying to make your podcast legit and awesome, you need this product, the Poo Poo Player. That's PUPUPlayer.com. Check it out. What it does, it takes your podcast, puts it in this jukebox setup, and you're able to do things like randomize it, add slideshows. It's awesome. It makes you cool. It makes your podcast legit. It's so legit, we use it. Go check it out on our website. Hit the Listen Now button. That's the Poo Poo Player. So go to PUPUPlayer, that's PUPUPlayer.com, and download it. Check it out for yourself and realize you too can be the Shaznak.
Now back to the show, LunaticRadio.com.
What up, everybody? LunaticRadio.com show, back from break. Emails at the show, LunaticRadio.com. It's Ron and Kieran in the studio tonight. Rock's got the night off. He's got a lot of work to do with his real gig. And we're chilling out.
Work.
Tell you what, Ronnie Beans, during the break, I was looking at some hot chicks in FHM magazine.
Dude, you realize it's we're like Team Goatee now.
I know. It is the, it's becoming cold in the Northeast.
That's
here.
That's right. So we're all growing facial hair.
Yes. I noticed that. We went to lunch today, Ron and I. And I was looking at you from across the table, and I was like, hey, look at Ron's got a little goatee going.
That's right.
Didn't really notice it.
Well, it's because it hasn't come in yet.
Yeah, so you growing a full beard?
No, I can't. For obvious reasons, I can't. So it will come off at some point in time.
I don't know. I have almost a full one. I want to grow it as long, like until I can actually brush it.
You mean like that dude from Anthrax?
No, I don't want to do it like that.
Actually, see what happens is the Assassins Association forbids goatees. And since I can't grow a mustache,
I'm looking at it in the mirror now. I don't think it actually looks good on me, but I just want to fucking do it.
So do I. Listen, I you know what it is? My chosen profession outlaws any sort of individuality. Let's put it that way.
Right, right.
So me, who is quite the individualist, and back in, I don't know if, well, you remember back in college, I had 5 earrings at one point in time. And now this was back in the early 90s when guys didn't have both their ears pierced. I had both my ears pierced.
5 earrings?
Yeah, I had 4 in my left and 1 in my right.
Wow.
And so I was always sort of doing...
That was cool back then?
Yeah, it was.
Was it?
Yeah, it was cool.
Is that cool now?
I don't think so. But, and, you know, I had, you know, and I got my tats and everything, and I used to cut my hair in, like, crazy ways and dye it and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just do stupid shit, and was, like, real close to getting my eyebrow pierced at one point in time. But unfortunately, what pays the bills doesn't let me do any of that.
All right.
You know, the, like I said, the Assassin Association says that, you know, you're not allowed to do shit like that. So I have none of that anymore. I only have the tats because I can cover those up. So.
Yeah, I'm gay.
Never had earrings, but I want the goatee. I'm going to grow it until I can brush it with like a brush.
I used to grow a goatee a lot and I haven't in, you know, 8 or 9 years.
So that's as long as you can grow it.
No, this is only because
your job.
Well, yeah, because I have to shave it before I have to go back to work.
Mm.
So I can't, you know, I can't.
That fucking sniper union is a bitch.
Oh yeah, dude. They're fucking, you know.
Goddamn sniper.
What are you going to do? I'm actually getting a note from my doctor saying I don't have to shave anymore.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, you're really taking it to the extreme.
I'm tired of it.
You're tired of shaving?
Yeah. Fucking A. I've, like, my skin's, like, super sensitive.
What do you think girls feel like? They got to shave all the shit. Legs and crap?
Listen, I don't know.
What are you going to do? Shave your fucking face.
My face is really sensitive.
I see what you mean, though, because I grew this goatee because I just didn't want to shave my chin.
Yeah.
And like laziness.
Yeah, so I'm getting a note from my doctor saying that I don't have to shave every day anymore.
But if you actually think about it, it's harder to shave with the goatee.
Yes.
Because you got to shave around it and, yes, like, trim it.
That's right.
So it just makes my job harder.
Right. The sniper union, once you get a note, you're allowed to grow some facial hair.
So what I'm saying is, people, I'm not a very smart man, but I do know what love is. What movie is that from?
It's from Forrest Gump.
Thank you very much. Ain't gonna fall for no banana in the tailpipe.
Yeah. Beverly Hills Cop. Go ahead, take those bananas. How about this? Jaws isn't like a funny movie, but there's two funny parts in Jaws. Well, there's probably more than two.
The shark movie,
okay. Right? There's they catch the shark. When the lady puts out the bounty for the shark, and they catch the shark, but it's not the real shark. Remember?
Right.
And they bring it up on the dock, and the guys, they're looking at it, and they hang it up and everything, and the shark's sitting there hanging from the dock, and the guy's looking at it, and the one guy goes, "What kind of shark is it?" And the other guy goes, "I don't know, but he's got a deep throat crack." And it echoes because he's talking down the shark's throat.
Uh-huh.
And then he goes, no, "What kind of shark is it? What kind of shark is it?" And that dude, what's his name? Richard Dreyfuss's character goes, "Hooper?" He goes, "It's a tiger shark." And the guy turns around and he goes, "Oh, what?" It's the best part of that movie.
All right. I was actually trying to look for George music and I didn't have it.
And you blew it. The what?
Is this it? Jaws? Is this Jaws?
I think so.
That movie was fucking scary.
Jaws, yeah, I hated Jaws. I mean, I love Jaws, but it
even though when you fucking saw the shark at the end there,
yeah,
a big fucking plastic thing.
You wouldn't go anywhere near the water for weeks.
No, but the shark itself, the prop, was like, okay, that's a fucking
right.
That's paper mache.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's, you know, paper mache and water.
Yeah, and some glue, and yeah. some liquid. What are they? Rubber cement or whatever.
Yeah. That's a big fucking shark, though.
25 foot.
And who's that guy that's starting the movie today?
Robert Shaw. He was the, Quint. You go in order. Cage goes in order.
Oh, is that the captain?
Yeah, Shark's in order.
Who is the
Roy Scheider.
Roy Scheider, that's it.
That's right.
Roy Scheider, I saw him out in the Hamptons one time.
Yeah, he's a local.
Yeah, tiny guy.
Yeah. Yep.
He didn't do shit for the longest time, or he fell off the map.
Yeah. Well, right, he did Blue Thunder. He did a couple movies, but yeah, he's living on his Jaws fame.
like, I see that guy on the Hamptons, I'm like, actually, when I saw him that one time, I was like, how do you afford to live out here? You really don't work that much.
Yeah, Jaws, man.
But I guess the Jaws biggest money just keeps on coming in.
Yeah. Well, you look at Mark Hamill. He ain't done shit since Star Wars. Because you don't have to.
But is he hobnobbing in the Hamptons or Beverly Hills or wherever?
I'm sure he's hobnobbing somewhere.
Is he, running the beaches in Malibu?
I'm sure he's doing something somewhere. Somewhere.
If I'm fucking Mark Hamill, I am fucking banging strippers left and right. That's what I'm doing.
I think he's got kids. I think he's married and got kids.
Maybe he's got kids with like five different strippers.
Maybe. Good for him.
By the way, spreading
the seed.
Did you watch 60 Minutes last night?
Yes,
with the Duke guys?
Yes, I did.
60 Minutes did the whole story about the Duke lacrosse team and how they had strippers over at their fucking lacrosse house and they were dancing and apparently, allegedly the stripper said that, three of the guys fucking raped her. Turns out to be bullshit pretty much if you watch the 60 Minutes story. But goddamn, did you see the strippers?
$800. Could you believe that? I was like, the guy's like, we paid $800. I was like, you paid $800? Oh my God. That's a lot of money.
Pretty much the lacrosse team hired the Barber Brothers in wigs.
Yeah.
Tiki Barber and
Rondé.
Rondé. To come over and strip for the boys.
Man, I was like, that's brutal. Like, you couldn't have hired two uglier girls.
No, I don't know what they were. Obviously, they call them strippers, but they were not female.
Man, $800, man. That's 800 ridiculous.
Bucks for two train wrecks.
That's, you know what that is? That's the Duke guys not knowing what prices are. That's inexperienced stripper buying right there.
Did they go to the fucking, the stripper store to check out the fucking chicks on
showcase?
You
know what that is? That's the equivalent of some guy making you pay like $5,000 for a Yugo. You don't know the market. You're being taken advantage of.
Pretty much somebody from the lacrosse team called 1-800-STRIPPERS and said, send me what you got.
Yeah.
And that's what showed up.
$800 for 2 hours.
Yeah.
$800 for 2 hours. Now, see, that should tell you one thing right there, that any kind of show that's 2 hours and it's costing you $800, chances are the talent isn't going to be that good.
Yeah.
Right? But $800 for those two? Yowza.
Yeah, they got fucking ripped.
Yeah, you got ripped off. Like that's ridiculous. You're not being a good
needless to say
that way, or you're not getting a good deal.
Like I wouldn't want to see them make it. Like if I was chilling out at that
they wouldn't have got $800 for me.
I'd
be like,
bros walked in, I'd be like, okay, this is gonna be fun to watch, but it's not gonna be arousing in any way.
You gotta go. No deal. I'm not signing for that.
Yeah.
Like FedEx when they come in and you're like, I'm not signing for that package. I'm not signing for that. You're not getting $800 out of me.
They're young college kids, though.
Yeah, I guess.
They don't know any better.
Probably.
They're like, oh, maybe they have a bouncer. Maybe they have guns. We can't turn them away.
I don't know.
Bunch of white kids. They don't know.
I don't know. That was just... I've been in this situation before where you'll get like one good one and one bad one. So you're like, we got one hot one and one not so hot one.
And the one stripper who was alleging that, three of the guys raped her... was so smashed that she passed out on the porch of the house.
Picture of her, like, passed out on the porch?
Passed out. Just passed out on the porch.
One shoe on.
She's lying on the porch. Her knees are hanging off the stairs.
Yeah. It's bad.
Just passed out. Bad. How is that comfortable at all?
Who knows? Listen, I've passed out in weird places.
And how is this freaking case still going to trial?
I don't know. There's a lot of... The one guy's got his whereabouts down to, like, the minute where he was exactly. And he's got, like, proof, like, between cell phone calls and...
Video cameras
from the bank and stuff like that. And the taxi driver saying where he was. And
He's in his dorm room fast asleep. He gets the call a couple days later. Hey, you raped this chick.
Crazy shit.
Who looks like Tiki Barber in a dress.
Oh, that's terrible. I don't know, man. That's so bizarre.
Yeah.
I'm not ever hiring another stripper ever.
Maybe not. Maybe I'm giving her too much props for the Tiki Barbara. She kind of looked like a freaking linebacker, like John Abraham or something. She looked like John Abraham in a freaking dress. She looked like Michael Strahan. It was John Abraham and Michael Strahan that came to strip at the house. With the gap tooth there.
Terrible.
Pretty much.
$800, and for a college kid, $800 is a lot of money.
Yeah.
Because I remember when I was in college, if I had more than $20 on me, I was rich.
By the way, I don't have the clip, but CBS, 60 Minutes let the one of the strippers was describing some yelling she had with one of the lacrosse players outside the house as they were leaving.
Right.
And, you know, one of the lacrosse players called her a racial slur.
Right.
So she yelled back, "Shut up, small little dick white boy."
Right.
And that got through on CBS last night.
Yeah, how about that?
That didn't get bleeped.
Wow.
She called the dude small dick little white boy. Or white boy small dick or something.
Something along those lines.
Which is not like, you know, insulting in any way. Who the fuck cares? But still, the fuck, man? We can't call her like stanky pussy. They're going to bleep that. Like if one of the lacrosse players came on, I called her a stanky pussy bitch.
Yeah, they're going to bleep that.
Or a stanky pussy hoe.
Yeah, I'm surprised it got through the censors.
I bet you one of them kids couldn't even say the word yeast infection on 60 Minutes. What do you think, Ryan Beans?
I don't know.
No,
I don't know.
On?
I don't know. Call Morley Safer.
Maury. Is it Morley?
Morley.
Morley. Can I say stanky pussy bitch on 60 Minutes?
That's right. Crotch rot. Can I say crotch rot?
Can I say fire crotch? Can't say fire crotch, probably.
Probably not.
How can that stripper get away with saying small little white boy dick on 60 Minutes? Anybody?
Bueller. No. Bueller.
Anybody? Yeah, word them up, everybody. By the way, Ron, you want to take a look at the Scarlett Johansson?
Oh, all right. Now, I haven't seen this yet. Karen has talked all about it.
Yeah.
And I haven't seen it.
I don't know how the... I'm sure most of the major papers around the country had this picture in the Wednesday morning issue of their local papers there. But the New York Post here in New York had a picture of Scarlett Johansson on page
all right,
six.
Should I look at it now?
Sexiest woman alive, I believe.
Okay.
What about something? Ron, take a look at the picture that was on page six on Wednesday.
I'm looking at the picture now.
Unbelievable, right? Scarlett Johansson is the hottest piece of ass I've ever seen. And I've said it for years. And that is the hottest picture I've ever seen of Scarlett Johansson. Apparently, she's doing some layout in the magazine Allure or something, which is some sort of girly magazine, I'm thinking. And she ain't naked. But
oh my god.
God damn it, she's wearing like a football sweater.
Oh my god.
And like half her boob is showing. She is got the greatest skin complexion, the girl next door face. Oh, she's just perfect. Scarlett Johansson is the hottest piece of ass I've ever seen.
Wow. That is something special. That's a nice pick.
And I know what you're saying. You're going to be like, next week you'll have another broad that you're digging. I will always dig Scarlett Johansson.
Okay.
I saw her in some independent movie.
I'm sure she'll be happy to hear that.
With that dude from Fargo. What's his name? Steve Buscemi. I saw her in an independent movie with Steve Buscemi. She was like 17 years old.
Which one?
At the time.
Trees Lounge?
I don't know. She played like the friend of this chick who was like a misfit. Mm-hmm. Like a societal misfit. She didn't get along with anybody at her high school. I don't know what the hell the movie was called.
Dude, that is an amazing photo right there.
And Scarlett, fuck, in page six of the New York Post last Wednesday, they had a picture of Scarlett Johansson. Hottest piece of ass.
Why can't, like, I'm telling you, dude, photography. You got to get into photography.
I know, right?
Because then you could be like cover, you know, you could be there while they're setting this thing up. Like that cover at Esquire where her and, Keira Knightley were naked. You had to see him naked because they you had to have seen him naked.
Right.
God damn.
Now, what have we seen of Scarlett so far? We've seen her ass.
Yes.
In that Esquire layout.
Yes.
Now we're seeing like half a boob.
Right.
I believe on the internet they had a nip slip where there was an internet picture of her where you saw her full cans. So I've actually seen her cans. So I've seen her ass and her cans. All we need to see is vagina. And I've read articles on her because when I saw that picture, I just started looking up Scarlett Johansson shit on Google.
Right.
And she's talking about, hey, if I have a role coming up and it calls for nudity, no problem. I'm doing it. If it's tastefully done, I'll do it.
We got to start writing.
So this is what the directors have to do in Hollywood, the casting directors. They have to find a script where the script has to do with some skank-ass hoe. and you got to cast what's her head. Scarlett Johansson to play that role.
We got
to
start writing, man.
Make sure there's a scene in there where she's blowing some dude and that you get to see her chachi. I want to see her chachi.
Her ill nana.
Her ill na-na-na. Her nice place. I want to see the Great Divide. That's what I want to see. I want to see.
You want to see the hatchet wound?
Now, and I want it. I want the shot. Like, she has to be lying down, and it's got to be like an upshot, like point of view shot from like by her feet, so the camera's facing up towards her vag. That's what I want.
Yeah, that you'll never see that.
Come on,
never, never, never.
Do you think we'll ever see like that? You know, Playboy shot. Like of her in a movie, like where you know how in Playboy you just see like the outside of the
right.
the punan.
Right.
Do you think we'll ever see that?
Probably not. I think if you're lucky, you're going to get some pubic hair. That's
good enough. I'll take that.
All right, so there you go.
Should take that. I'll take that. I really want to see your fucking ass. If I ever run into Scarlett Johansson, I'm gonna fucking lure her into a hotel room and lock the door and just pleasure her all day. Come on, Ronnie Beats. I will break out manuals. I will try to figure it out.
You bust out the Kama Sutra?
I'll have fucking sex tape videos, like how to have sex videos playing on the TV. I'll be watching that shit and trying shit out on Scarlett Johansson.
Nice.
I just want to pleasure her.
All
who doesn't?
Day.
Who doesn't want to do that?
Scarlett. You want to pleasure her all day.
Huh? Ron, wouldn't you like to have fucking Scarlett? What would you do? If you had Scarlett Johansson, she was like, hey, Ronnie Beans, I fucking love Ronnie Beans. What would you do?
What would I do?
Like sexually to her, everything?
Everything. Everything I could think of.
Anal?
No.
He's sticking a tongue in the ass.
No. No.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that.
My attitude towards anal has changed over the years.
Yeah. I'm no anal for me. I can't do it.
That's... You know, when you're in, like, high school and college, it's one thing, but as you get older, you...
Yeah, man, that's just for fucking shit. Just
well,
shit.
So many things can go wrong. Like, listen, I'm not... Don't get me wrong. It's not... I wouldn't, like... If requested...
Yeah.
If requested, you do what you gotta do, but I'm saying it wouldn't be as big a deal. Like, you wouldn't be bugging your girlfriend to do it all the time.
Right.
Because originally, whenever, back when you're... You know, when you're younger and you first get that, like, one girlfriend who pretty much will let you do anything?
Right.
You bug her about it all the time because you've never done it before.
Right.
And then after a while, you do it, and it's really not as big a deal
uh-huh.
because they would never let you do it before. You know what I mean? And now all of a sudden, they do let you do it, and it's really not that big a deal. And it could be quite messy. So, it's not something I would, like, it wouldn't be that big a deal.
I wouldn't do the anal. I would draw the line at the anal with Scarlett Johansson, but this is what I'd do. She'd be in a hotel room naked in the bed, right?
Mm-hmm.
I would at least flip her over, spread the cheeks, and give the anal, the butthole a look. I'd give it a look over.
Oh, you give it a look over?
Yeah, I'd be like, look at that.
Would you toss it like Wolfgang Puck?
Nah, I wouldn't toss it. I'd just be like, hey, there's your butthole. Pretty cool. All right, let's get back to the vagina.
Would you hock a loogie on it? Hey!
Don't worry, Scarlett ain't touching that thing. That's what I tell her.
I'm sure it would be like mighty clean though.
Oh man, god damn it. She's got the greatest like skin. I love that.
Did that ever enter your mind? You ever like 69 a girl? Did you ever enter your mind that your nose is right in her crack?
Yeah, it entered my mind. But then again, her head's in your crack too, pretty much.
No, not really. Not at all. Not even close.
She is bobbing her head. Her forehead is hitting your taint, pretty much.
No, it's not. It's hitting your balls.
I've gotten 69 before, and it's fucking... It's kind of cool because at least the chick I had it with,
right.
She had long hair,
right.
And her hair was just flopping up and down in my
cool.
sack.
Yeah.
Which is kind of tickly.
But the first time I tried it, that's the first thing I noticed. I was like, oh my God, my nose is right in her crack.
Mm. I bet you my chick's hair smelled like shit afterwards, though. Because I gotta imagine a couple strands got caught in the ass crack of my... after five hairy shits I've taken.
Ugh.
You know?
Not cool.
It was a weekend, so I'm sure I had some beer shits that day.
It's terrible. You ever have a girl toss your salad?
No.
Yeah,
I've had a girl, throw the old finger.
Really?
Not in it, but like on the, the outside of the ball.
On the button?
And I slapped her hand.
Really? Get away from there.
Yeah, I was like, don't push the button.
Yeah, don't go there.
That's not a button you push.
Right. No, I've never had that happen.
No.
I pretty much let him know from the beginning that that's not an area that they need to be focusing on.
Yeah. But I want to see that layout of Scarlett Johansson in Allure magazine. Fucking unbelievable, that girl. She's unbelievable. She was voted by some magazine, probably GQ or some shit, as the hottest woman alive. And I believe it. And now I hear today that she's like going to record an album or something.
Really?
Of like Tom Waits covers.
Really?
Who the fuck is Tom Waits? Anybody know?
Was he that guy that was married to... I know who he is.
Who the fuck is he? Is he a folk singer? Pop singer?
It's kind of hard to explain.
From the 80s?
You'll have to Google him, and you'll if you saw him, you'd know who I was talking about. Or you'll know who he is.
Is he like a techno guy?
No, absolutely not. He's like Bob Dylan in a way.
She's going to record a bunch of covers of his songs.
He's written a lot of songs that other people have sung and made famous.
Mm. As long as she's looking fucking naked on the album cover, I'll buy it. So all she has to do is just look naked.
I keep looking at that, and I'm like, I'm looking down.
Not even be naked. Look naked, I'm talking, people. Look naked. She's got to wear like a skin-tight outfit so I can see the curves of her body.
She's awesome. She's a New Yorker, too.
Fucking patch on her head. I swear to God.
She's a New Yorker.
Yeah. Mm. And she doesn't even have that like girly voice either. She's like, hey, what's up, dudes?
Right.
She's like, hi, guys.
Right, yeah.
She's like, hey, what's up, dudes?
Yeah.
She's not even a good actress, I don't think.
I don't know. Who knows? I don't think I've ever seen a movie that she's been in.
You want to call my face? You want to call my fucking face? Oh, I'm a fucking whore.
Well, she's not a whore, but I like her.
Yeah.
Word them up, everybody. Rockin' and I are going to a comedy event on November 12th. It's at the Gotham Comedy Club, and it's a benefit to cure autism.
Okay.
It's on November 12th at the Gotham Comedy Club, located in Manhattan, everybody, on 23rd Street between 8th and 9th Avenues. It's got a great comedy lineup. Bill Burr, Ted Alexandro, Pat Dixon, Maria Shahata.
I don't know.
She's from Friday Night with Greg Giraldo. Mark Anthony Ramirez, who will be on the program pretty soon, and some other comedians here. It's a benefit to cure autism. Tickets are $50, everybody. And every single dollar goes to autism research. It's not like one of them proceeds. Like 95% of this goes to autism. Every right. dollar you pay goes to cure autism. And if you want to buy tickets online, log on to www.cureautismnow.org/cancomedynight. All right, everybody, I'll talk about this more. We might have Bill Burr on the program, Mark Anthony Ramirez, but it's a comedy night at the Gotham Comedy Club, November 12th. Show starts at 7 p.m.
Right.
Rockin' and I will be there, and Bill Burr is the headliner. It should be a good time. Show starts at 7 p.m., and there you go, just to let you know about it. We'll take a break.
Yeah, I'm not going.
Yeah, you got to work that night.
I'm working that whole weekend.
Yeah, but it should be a good thing, and it's for a good cause. Mm-hmm. Cure autism.
Mm. Well, yeah, it's a good cause.
Yeah, it's comedy night.
Sure.
$50, not too bad for a comedy show.
No.
Especially to see Bill Burr.
Sure.
Bill Burr, the greatest comedian of all time.
That's right.
And if you haven't seen Bill's latest rant at the Philly People, Bill played the one of Opie and Anthony's traveling virus tour stops, and it was in Philadelphia. And apparently all these people, as soon as Bill came out on stage, started booing Bill, because apparently the fans in Philadelphia are just evil people. Kevin Federline is on WWE right now.
What has the world come to?
Do you
want
to pot that up?
Yeah, why not?
Give it up for K-Fed. He's our homie, everybody. K-Fed is our homie.
And they're booing him. Boo.
What the hell's he doing on WWE?
I hope he gets his ass beat.
What is this? What is this, Raw?
This is Raw, yeah.
Why is K-Fed getting so much fucking TV time, this guy?
Because he's like a punchline.
Is that why?
Yeah.
Is he going to speak? He's in the ring right now, everybody, with some hot chick and some big dude.
Oppo Zhao.
And now he has a microphone. I guess Kevin Federline's going to speak.
Right. I fucked Britney and you didn't.
Let's see what K-Fed's got to say. Everybody in the crowd is booing him, of course.
It's real good to be here.
No one gives a shit.
Come on, people.
Everybody's chanting, you
actually,
suck.
Actually, it ain't so good to be here.
Why is he on WWE?
I don't know. This is out of nowhere, man. I'm sitting here. I look up and I see him walking out.
To stop booing Nitro and Melina and start treating them and me with some respect.
There you go.
Oh my God. Boo.
K-Fed, don't listen to him, man. These people are ignorant.
Man, it's ignorant, okay. It's okay. The same people that are in here booing.
He should literally say, I fuck Britney.
Are the same people that are out buying magazines with my face in it every week.
I fuck Britney. You didn't.
You all know it.
This guy's got to realize he's a fucking punchline.
You know, I think you're just a bunch of L.A. superficial posers. Oh, snap.
Oh, boo. Yeah, thumbs down, dude.
My God. Kevin. Now that, that was so profound. You know, Kevin, since you're out here, why don't you do us the honor and...
She's a hot piece of ass. Who's that?
Give you a new song on new album.
Oh, is he going to sing a song?
Oh, dude, come on.
Come on, sing a song,
sing
you faggot.
Sing it, baby.
You want to hear me rap?
Yes, you fucking nobody.
Come on, let's hear it. Y'all want to hear me rap?
Yes.
Definitely.
Well, totally do it, dude.
If y'all want to hear me rap, you can wait till October 31st.
Ah, you fucking...
Halloween. Oh. Pick the album up.
Oh, and guess what?
I'll download
we
it illegally.
Already heard it. Hey, yo, Melina, K-Fed, let's get the hell up on out of here.
All right, whatever. K-Fled on WWE, everybody.
Come on. Uh-oh, wait, no, somebody's going to beat him up.
Oh, wait, somebody's coming out to beat him up?
Yeah.
WWE champion John Cena.
All right, this is what I want to see.
Yeah, I want to see somebody kick his ass.
Who's this guy?
That's John Cena. You know how big he is?
He looks like a big guy.
He's an enormous. He's a very, very large man.
He's got a movie out, right?
Yeah, Marine.
Yeah. Anybody go see that one?
Probably not.
John Cena.
All right, somebody going to beat up somebody?
I hope so.
We got K-Fed in the ring. John Cena, is that his name?
Yes, right, John Cena.
John Cena running down to the ring?
Yeah.
K-Fed's in the ring now. John Cena's in the ring. Who's going to fight who?
I don't know.
Come on, somebody hit somebody.
I want to see some chair flinging.
I stopped watching wrestling when George Animal Steel fucking was booted.
I think that dude's dead.
He probably should be. He's an old fucker. He was old back then.
Remember he had a green tongue all the time?
Yeah.
I remember I used to hear stories about that dude in an airport, and everybody's like, dude, he really does have a green tongue.
Yeah, all right.
Promise some sort of elaborate hip-hop performance and then waltz out? I don't care how you feel about these people, man, but that's just wrong. I don't want to get them cheated.
K-Fed.
I can understand your album's out October 31st, so...
Unbelievable. Dude, he didn't even look like he showered today.
People watch this?
A long time.
I guess.
And I may be a little bit rusty.
Say something. Somebody hit somebody.
Don't hear the quality or
killing me
performance of a Kevin Federline, but
he's gonna
tonight.
Watch. He's
is
gonna
the night that the old veteran dusts off the mic hand.
He's gonna diss him now.
Oh, he's dissing him now. He wants him to sing.
No, I mean he's gonna like drop a hammer on him.
All I want to do is I want to hear this fucker rap.
The album's called Playing with Fire. Hold on. I got a better line. Let's call it the world's biggest scumbag.
Wow, that rhymes.
Kevin Federline.
All right, this is going nowhere, dude.
The only reason people know you is because you're famous.
All right, if they start fighting, I'm coming back.
All right.
All right, we'll come back to him. All right, so it's Comedy Night at the Gotham Comedy Club, everybody, to benefit Autism, Bill Burr, Ted Alexandra, Pat Dixon, Maria Shahata. Shahata. Mark Anthony Ramirez and more. Tickets are $50. Show starts at 7 p.m. If you want to order tickets online, www.cureautismnow.org/cancomedynight, everybody. And we'll talk about this more. It's November 12th, so we'll be plugging it and plugging it. Rockin' and I will be there. Be a good time, man. I hope everybody turns out. Plus, it's for a good cause. So we'll take a break. We'll come back. More LunaticRadio.com show. Are these guys going to fight?
I don't think so.
All right, right after this.
Hey, this is Jay from Tin Soldier Empire. And you're listening to the LunaticRadio.com show, the only show that makes us look talented. It's the Nintendo generation. It's the
Nintendo generation. Lunatic Radio.
I am now about to pee on Craig Elliott's email. Here we go. Okay, that was good.
We have a new radio promo.
Alienating people since 1979.
Not for nothing, that's a great radio promo.
And now back to the show, lunaticradio.com.
What up, everybody? Lunaticradio.com show. Quick update on KFED on WWE Raw or whatever the fuck it is.
Did not get a beatdown.
Did not get a beatdown.
I'm sad.
Yeah, whatever. What are you gonna do? KFED.
No beatdown.
Guy won the fucking pussy lottery.
Yeah, basically. Some schmuck.
He ruined Christina, whatever.
Britney Spears. Ruined it. Broke her.
Not only did he get her pregnant, but he knocked her up right after she had the baby.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
First baby.
Right. He wanted to. He had to. He's like, she can't be going nowhere, so I got to knock her up.
Email us at the show, lunaticradio.com. Drunk call hotline, 206-202-LUNA. It's 206-202-5666.
Did anybody ever call you while you were jerking off?
Good question, Ronnie Beans. Good question. Yeah, you know, you have those, because yeah, you're Jack. Most guys, sure. if they're like us, or, you know, everyday Joes, they always Jack, right? It's like, it's almost a daily thing.
Absolutely. It's more maintenance than anything.
More maintenance. For me, jacking is like NyQuil. Like, I need it to go to bed. It just knocks me the fuck out.
Yeah. Yeah.
You throw a load there and you get fucking sleeping like a baby.
Absolutely. I was sleeping like 10 minutes.
Like a fucking smile on your face.
Yep, you know? Absolutely.
Ronnie Beans and I were talking, not talking about jacking before the show, but it just came up in conversation. And Ron was telling me that, you know, he was, you know, rubbing one out. You know?
Yeah.
And ring-a-ding-a-ding. Who calls him right in the middle of his session?
Right.
Jenny Blowjob.
That's right. And I... K-Fed does get a beat down.
K-Fed just got like a pile driver.
Yeah.
John Cena, the MVP.
K-Fed laid out in the ring.
Wow. Good for him.
All right, so there you go. There's a recap, yeah. Everybody. Kevin Federline got a atomic splash.
Sure.
Whatever they call it.
So,
Jenny Blowjob.
Yeah, I had just got finished, and it was like quarter after 11 in the morning.
Quarter after 11 in the morning.
Yeah, because, like, I didn't do the night before.
Right.
So when I woke up, I was all full of, you know, pith and vinegar.
Gotta fill the quota.
Yeah, sort of. And so I had just gotten finished, and I was sort of cleaning up, in a way, and the phone rang.
Ding-a-ding-a-ding, ring-a-ding-a-ding.
Ring-a-ding-ding, and I pick it up, and it's Jenny. And I'm, like, all out of breath. And I'm like,
did she notice? Was she like, Ron, why are you so out of breath?
Of course not. Because, you know, like when you talk to Jenny, as soon as you answer the phone, she goes right into...
I get this coming on the show.
Yeah, she was like, this is going on, that's going on, and this person's coming on the show, and that person's coming on the show. And I was like...
Almost in that freaking marijuana trance.
Yeah, so I had to like go sit down, and I was like, Jenny, just so you know, I just got finished up one.
So you told her?
Yeah, because I was like not paying attention to what was going on because I was you know busy or you know I was coming coming down, sort of. And she's like, oh my God. She's like, I knew it.
Now, you felt that you had to tell her that you were just rubbing one out.
Yes, because I wasn't paying attention to what she was talking about because I was still trying to get my wits about me.
And, what if you didn't tell her? Would you feel guilty afterwards?
No.
Not telling her?
No, I knew what she was talking about was important. Right. So I didn't want to have to tell her to tell me again.
Right.
So I was like, whoa, like, slow down. I just got finished rubbing one out. You got to start all over.
Was your hand, like, still full of lotion?
No. I was cleaning up. So I was, that part was gone. I wouldn't answer the phone if it was still full of lotion, but I was ready to go. But I just, just got finished. It takes like 5 minutes to get.
See, that's the worst part of getting a phone call in the middle of a janking.
That's right.
How do you pick up the phone?
You're all sticky.
That thing's ringing. It's ring-a-ding-a-ding.
Yeah,
ring-a-ding-a-ding. Right. 14 times. You're like, fuck, I got to pick it up. But I got this shit on my hands. What am I supposed to do?
Yeah. Use the other hand.
Yeah. Ron's actually a little story got me thinking of, if I've ever had a phone call during jacking, and I have, but it hasn't been in 20 years or so. I was in eighth grade, home alone. I was sick with the flu. So I was out for like 4 days.
Not so sick you couldn't rub one out.
Yeah, I was out for 4 days. So on like my third day of sickness, I believe it was, home alone, and I'm like, okay, I'm in eighth grade, I'm 13 years old, I'm like, I'm power jacking because no one's home.
It's home alone like seven, eight times a day.
Like Chris Rock used to say, a home alone jack.
That's right. As soon as you can, you're back for more.
You got the whole, room to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You got the pornos laid out. You got the magazines. I believe at the time I had magazines. I didn't have any pornos.
Well,
and
that's back when you only had one VCR in the whole house.
Yeah. So I'm sitting there. I'm fucking jacking out. 13-year-old jacking it. Jacking until my heart's content. Ring-a-ding-a-ding. Ring-a-ding-a-ding. It's the phone. I'm thinking it's my mother calling from work to say how I'm doing.
How you doing?
How you doing, honey? Did you take your NyQuil or your medicine today?
Mm-hmm.
And so I run from my bedroom to the kitchen. Naked. I mean naked. Balls naked.
Right.
Ass naked. Everything. I don't even think I had fucking socks on. I pick up the fucking phone. Who the fuck is it?
Who is it?
Teacher's aide.
No!
Mrs. Hancock, of all people. I'm not fucking making this up. Her name was Hancock, and my hand was just in my cock. Oh, my hand was on my cock.
Oh, my God. So what'd she have to say?
Call me and ask me, how I'm doing because I've missed school for 3 days.
Right. You're like, better.
I'm doing fine. And little does she know, I'm fucking completely naked.
Right.
Standing on a chair because the phone was so high up on the wall in my parents' kitchen, I couldn't reach it.
Right. Wow.
I'm fucking balls out naked talking to my teacher on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
In eighth grade.
Wow.
Eighth fucking grade.
Right.
I barely have hair on my nuts. I'm talking to Mrs. Hancock about fucking science.
Nice.
Did I do my science homework?
It's tough. That's tough.
Imagine if she knew that.
Yeah.
How bizarre is that?
Can you find her? Let's call her up.
Mrs. Hancock. She was kind of hot, too. She was an older lady.
All right.
Hancock.
Yeah.
We used to always make fun of her name. Miss Hancock.
Little did she know.
Miss Hancock always had coffee breath, too.
Right.
But I didn't smell it through the phone.
Right.
I was naked on one end.
Wow.
I wonder if she was naked on the other end.
Yeah, imagine that.
I can't remember if I actually jerked off to Miss Hancock that day. Don't remember. Probably not.
I hope not.
That'd be kind of fucking twisted, right?
That would be a little twisted.
But isn't it kind of twisted, even though she doesn't know?
Right.
Isn't it kind of twisted to talk to your teacher on the phone?
Well,
when you're naked.
Yes, it is twisted, but just know this, that you've probably talked to other people in other situations that you'll never know.
Were you naked when you were talking to Jenny?
No. No, I was clothed.
What were you wearing?
Like shorts and a t-shirt.
Boxers?
No. No, I had my shorts on.
Really?
Yeah. Because I it was like, what happened was, I woke up at like, like 10:30, right? Got dressed, was kind of milling about, and then was like, I feel like rubbing one out.
Right.
So I rubbed one out, and then as soon as I got done, I got dressed, and the phone rang. And I was like, but I was still in the throes, sort of.
Not to talk about masturbation, because we talk about it way too much on this show, but when I was, back in the day, when I was a kid, mm-hmm. and when I had those opportunities to have the Home Alone jack, mm-hmm. I would get completely naked.
Why?
I don't know. It felt like, I don't know, freeing. It like added to the experience.
Like you were supposed to?
Yeah. Maybe it looked like weird. I don't know. Maybe I, if I got caught, I was really done. So it was kind of had that fucking danger
really?
Appeal to it.
No.
Ugh.
No, I, a lot of times I don't even do that. A lot of times I, you know, just gotta be able to get to the merchandise.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need really any sort of, I don't need to set the mood or light any candles or anything like that. It's purely maintenance. You know, like, don't get me wrong. It's not that I don't enjoy it, but it really is purely maintenance.
And no, I didn't have phone sex with Ms. Hancock.
Yeah, wouldn't that have been funny?
We're talking about science or whatever I had to do the next day or when I'm coming back to school or how I'm feeling. Little did she know I was fucking supporting a 13-year-old rod.
I'm trying to think. It's happened to me like, I don't know, maybe like 10 times, something like that in my, you know, lifelong jacking career.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe like 10 or 11 times where people have called me in the middle of it.
Here's the thing. You have animals?
Yeah.
Have you ever had to like shoo your pet
no.
out of the room when you're jacking?
No, I shoo them away beforehand to prevent any sort of anything.
Back when I was a kid, I had to shoo the animals from the room.
Right, go away.
Yeah, because I don't want, I know my dog's not going to like, he can't comprehend mm-hmm. what's going on.
That's right.
But I don't want him looking at me.
No, that's not cool.
Because he knows I'm doing so. I'm not
right.
supposed
to. What are you doing? Yeah, no, I shoo them. I would shoo them away beforehand.
You never know. The dog could get a rod or something.
Close the door. You know. I was now like listen, I'm, you know, by myself, I closed the door. You know what I mean? Just, yeah. I don't know why. There's nobody else around. Nobody's coming over. Nobody's doing, you know. Nobody shows up in my place, like, unannounced. Very rarely.
Yeah.
Well, nobody I know lives anywhere near. None of my, all my high school friends moved, like, very, very far away. So.
Everybody has had that experience. Everybody has been masturbating in some form or fashion and has had the phone ring.
What about the UPS guy?
Either before or, like, right after. Or during.
Right. It's kind of, dude, it hurts in the middle. You know, it hurts.
It's always, yeah, it's always an odd, when you pick up that phone, you're like, hello? Yeah.
Hello.
And you're like, and it's even worse when the person's like, oh, did I catch you in the middle of something?
Yeah. Were you running?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no, I was just running to the phone.
I ran to get the phone, but it only rang once.
I was out doing something. I had to run. I heard the phone outside.
Right, yeah.
I ran inside.
Yeah. I just, I don't know.
My phone receiver's full of freaking lotion.
This one time at band camp, the way my room is set up, the phone is on the other side of the bed.
Uh-huh.
Right. Than the jerking side. Like, I have a jerking side of the bed.
Jerking side of the bed.
Right.
That's something, though.
Well, because that's, like, where the VCR is. So I got to be able to get to the VCR. I mean, or the DVD player.
Right.
Right? So the phone is on the other side of the bed.
Uh-huh.
Right? Now, obviously, it's a cordless phone, so it could be right next to me, but sometimes I leave it on the nightstand, which is on the other side of the bed.
Uh-huh.
Right? So I was like, I must have been, like, I don't know, 15 years old, 16 years old. Right? And, the phone rang. So I had to, like, crawl on the bed to get to the other side of the bed to get to the phone. So my pants are, like, around my ankles. And I'm lying face down on the bed to get to the phone. And the whole time I'm on the phone, I'm thinking, man, if, like, somebody comes home, you know, like, if somebody comes home, I'm sitting here naked on the bed with my ass up in the air. Like, they're gonna, with, like, a porno going on, they're going to wonder, what the fuck? You know? So I'm trying, and it's, like, my sister, of all people.
Right.
And I'm like, yeah, yeah. And she's like, well, what are you doing? Talking about, like, my dad's birthday. You know, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? And I'm like, yeah, yeah, I don't care. Whatever. You know, sure. Yeah, you bet. You know, trying to get her off the phone.
Wait, did you mute the porn?
I always mute the porn.
All right.
And, because it depends. But most of the time, I mute the porn. And, so I'm sitting there, like, trying to get her off the phone so I could, like, get dressed or finish because I was, like, 15, so somebody could come home at any point in time. And I was like, can you imagine that? And I'm sitting there, and I got, like, my ass is, like, up in the air and you know, ugh. Yowza.
What are you doing, Ronnie?
Yeah.
My mom's having a birthday party on Saturday.
shot.
Yeah, I gotta go.
Are you gonna come? Are you gonna bring the party favors? You gotta get the cake, remember?
Yeah, I'll get the cake.
What are you doing, Ron?
Shut up!
How come you're so out of breath?
I was running.
Really?
Yeah. Get off the phone, I gotta go.
What is that music playing in the background?
The dog got out.
Oh, really? And that music plays when the dog gets out?
Shut up. Stop. Cut it out.
Ron was having love.
What are you going to do?
Not only did you roll over your bed, but you had full rod with lotion all over your bed sheets.
Yes, absolutely. All over my stomach, too. You know?
You're just a slippery mess.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, it's all over me.
Now the cleanup just got worse.
Yeah, I know. That's not even, like, your parents ever catch you banging your girlfriend?
Almost.
Yeah. I got caught three times. Three separate occasions.
Really?
Yes.
Full, like, you know, railing?
One time, yes. Right. Two times, no. But out of the three times, two of the times had to get dressed, right, really fast, right? One of the times was, like, I didn't even bother to stop.
Right.
And another time...
Wait, like, you didn't stop?
No. Well, because they heard what was going on, but they didn't actually, like, witness it. And all my friends were standing outside the room, like, cheering.
So they knew.
Yes.
What was the conversation when you actually saw him the next time around?
Nothing. They pretended like nothing ever happened. Like good parents.
You knew they were talking about it.
Oh, probably. I think my dad was high-fiving my mom or something like that.
Ronnie was getting something.
Yeah, good for him.
Good for the kid.
Yeah, good for the kid.
Proud of him.
And then, let's see. One time, all we could do was I sat on the girl's jeans and then threw like a blanket over her lap. And my father came down to the basement with like four of his buddies.
Oh, man.
And he was showing him, because my dad's got this like tricked out basement. And he was showing him the basement. And so we were down there like watching TV and like I had my pants on. But she had a blanket over, but underneath the blanket, she didn't have any pants on. And I was sitting on her jeans. So...
And your dad and his four friends were just like, oh, yeah.
He's like, dude, look at this. I got this from Yogi Berra back in the day. And I got this one when I met Mickey Mantle. And there's
your chick on the sofa, right. Half naked with a blanket over.
Yes. So.
Did anybody ask if she was, like, cold or sick or anything?
No, because it was, you know, it was cold. It was.
Do you think they knew she was half naked?
No, because we were, like, pretending like we were watching a movie. So, you know, she was cold down there or something. I don't know.
Did they stay down there for a long time?
No, like 10 minutes. Which we're...
Longest fucking 10 minutes of your life.
Yeah, absolutely, because it was like, hopefully he doesn't ask us to get up, or ask her to get up, because she didn't have no pants on.
Ronnie, I lost the remote. Can you check underneath the sofa?
Go upstairs.
Pick up those cushions, honey. Can you get up for a second?
That would have been bad.
Yeah, hell yeah.
But...
What do you say in that situation?
She broke her leg.
Yeah, she can't get up. She got a cast on.
Yeah. Charlie horse. I would have faked a Charlie horse or something. I don't know. I would have thought of something. I'm a pretty good thinker on the fly. Yeah, but it was funny, like after they left, she was the girl was like, oh, I was hoping they weren't going to tell me to get up. I was like, here's your jeans. Where's your underwear?
Unbelievable. So, yeah, so everybody's gotten caught, Jack, and I know they have. We just talk about it over a radio show.
Yeah. You want to switch it up a little bit?
What?
I've just been informed like 2 days ago by my pops, Mr. Beans, that I have to go to a family reunion in August in Indiana.
Ugh. Indiana.
Indiana. And not... What?
Ugh.
Yeah. Yes. And...
Isn't that like the end of the world over there?
Yeah, pretty much. And now, he's making my two sisters go. Now, my sisters always kind of get out of this, you know, because, I don't know, they just get out of it. But now he wants to show off the grandkids. So, they have to go.
So your dad runs the entire family, even though everybody in the family's all grown up and has their lives going on.
Well, it's very important to him.
When the general speaks, yes. Everybody listens.
That's right. Well, it's very important to him, these family reunion things.
What the fuck are you going to do in Indiana? By the way, place drop number three.
Yes. Well, here's his bright idea. He wants to rent like a Winnebago because there's going to be like 13 people.
Oh, so he wants to do like the Griswold thing.
Yes.
And travel to Indiana.
Yes. Now, usually in the past, I've had to go to two of these reunions before.
Uh-huh.
And in the past, I have flown in, done the reunion, and flown out.
Right.
Like, not hanging out.
And that's not a bad flight, hour or so?
Yeah, it's like 2 hours.
2 hours.
Right. He wants to get a Winnebago.
Right.
And have everybody go in the one Winnebago.
Make it the Beans family trip.
Yes, the Beans family Winnebago. Now, my family, just to give you a little insight, my family gets along very well only because we keep a lot of space in between us.
Right. There are states dividing us and borders.
Yeah, right. Because they're
bridges.
There are personal space issues that need not be crossed.
Climates.
Right. And that's how we do it because right. That's how it works.
Right.
So you don't mess with what works. You know?
So the General Beans wants to get everybody together, mm-hmm. throw them in a moving house,
right.
and travel to Indiana for right. a reunion that no one wants to go to.
Right. It's an 18-hour drive.
Oh, Jesus. It'd be cool if you were going to, like, a cool destination.
Yeah, sure, of course.
You know?
Yeah.
If you maybe South Bend. If you're going to South Bend, it would be like a Notre Dame game or something.
Yeah. No. Now this is the exact opposite. This is where he grew up in Indiana is about an hour north of Louisville.
Uh-huh.
And sort of like where Larry Bird's from.
20 minutes from the middle of nowhere.
I don't know how to describe it.
It's
rural.
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 Yes. And
French Lick? It's by French Lick?
It's by French Lick. It is a little bit north of French Lick. And
what is in Indiana? Is Dayton? Dayton, Ohio.
No, it's Ohio. It's also near where Don Mattingly's from.
Sort of. Oh, there's something.
Yeah. But listen, that's not, you know, that's not.
How many people in your family? Who are you going to see when you're out there?
Oh, my dad's entire, his whole side of the family.
How many people is that? A lot?
A million.
A million.
Yeah. My dad's one of like six. And then my dad's one of seven. And his father was one of seven. And his mother was like one of five.
Now, is this a set deal?
What, as far as what?
Getting in the Winnebago. It's going. It's set. The Beanses are all getting in a Winnebago.
Yes.
And traveling to Indiana.
Yes.
This is set.
Pretty much.
No one can get out. Locked in. It's like a prison sentence.
You better have like surgery or something coming up or something. Like it's, you don't get out of this. Like if you, he said, listen, the guy doesn't ask for much, but when he says we're going to the family reunion, you kind of got to go.
Not only is it 18 hours there, Ronnie Beans.
Right, but it's 18 hours back.
Yeah, you know there's 18 hours back.
Right, there's 2 hours out. I mean, it's 2 days out and 2 days back, right? Now, the last time I did this, I drove out there, but then I hopped a plane and flew to Vegas because I needed to, like, get it out of my system.
Yeah, shake off.
Yeah, shake it off.
Shake the in-laws off.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I needed to shake it off. I needed to shake the relatives off. Now, listen, they're not, trust me, don't get me wrong, they're not bad people.
Right.
It's just,
it's your in-laws.
Oh, we got somebody calling.
All right, hold on.
How do I do this? Hit the green button?
Yeah, pick it up. Hello, who's this?
What's going on, guys?
What's going on, man? How you doing?
I'm doing good. Just got ahead of a show.
Oh, really?
That's why I'm a couple of minutes late calling in here.
What were you playing?
I was at the Shadow Lounge in downtown Pittsburgh, and I performed in front of, listen to this, four people.
Four people. All right. Capacity crowd. You killed it.
Yeah, it was a sad night.
You killed it in front of four people.
No.
Wow.
Not at all. But, yeah, that's my career. I'm going places.
CJ Taladano, everybody, joins us on the LunaticRadio.com show. He's a young comedian out of Erie, Pennsylvania.
Yep.
Love Erie, Pennsylvania. Now, did you get all that snow that Buffalo got?
No, actually, I was in Ohio for the last week, but I guess they got some snow, but it wasn't much.
Nah.
But yeah, I drove back here drove back to Erie Saturday, and everyone was like, "Oh, it snowed." I'm like, "Great, is that all that happened?"
Fucking Buffalo. Buffalo in the middle of fucking October gets terrible. 3 feet of snow.
Terrible.
Fucking Buffalo.
Buffalo sucks.
It does suck, man. So CJ,
everything about Buffalo.
Yeah, I know, right? I've driven through Buffalo once, and when I was driving through it, I was like, this is too much time to spend in Buffalo. I gotta go faster to get out of here.
But yeah, I don't know. Hey, Cameron, I heard you ended the streak, though.
Yeah. Yeah, I found the girl to bang. Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
How about you? The last time we spoke on the phone, you were having trouble with the chicks.
No, I've been on a 19-year streak. Yeah, I'm not afraid to admit it on the radio.
Wow, 19 years.
Yeah, man. Oh, that pussy when I was one was awesome, though.
Yeah, man.
No, man. Honestly, yeah, it's... You know, because I'm not afraid to say it, but I have standards a little bit, so I can't go fucking like tackles and my friends lost their virginity too. So, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't have standards. Pretty much, vagina, and I'm in. What are you looking for in a chick?
Every girl I've like been extremely into always ends up being just friends. You know, Yeah, I'm afraid to say, like, I am that guy who tries to pick up on the vulnerable girls, like, after they're, have fights with their boyfriends. I'm like, oh, yeah, cry on my shoulder.
Oh, dude, that never works.
Yeah, I just found that out recently.
That never works. It you know what? It just never works, and it's only setting yourself up for, you know, heartbreak.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
See, what you have to do is you establish immediately when you meet a girl that you're not friends. We're not friends. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I have plenty of friends. I don't want to be your friend. If you want to, like, do this, we could do this. But I'm not the shoulder to cry on. I'm not any of that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I was friends with her. I didn't, you know, it happened in the middle of friendship. Like, I was like, oh, this girl's really attractive. I should try it.
But, right. Yeah, that never worked. Because once you're in the friend zone, I have only successfully, now I'm 33, right? I've only successfully come out of the friend zone with one girl in my entire life. One girl.
I'm surprised at one, yeah.
Yeah, and that was like when I was, Jesus, I was like 18. That was the only time I've ever successfully negotiated myself out of the friend zone.
Well, do tell. Yeah. How'd you get out of the friend zone? Because that would probably help out CJ.
A lot of time and a lot of effort.
Like, no, what?
Well, no.
Let's see. Her boyfriend joined the Marines, right? So he was gone. So I just basically hung out with her every day for like 4 months until finally, shit happened. But
you were like a dog, and you just followed her
around. That's right. I just followed her around for 4 months.
Eventually, you'll get fed.
Well, basically, we were like boyfriend and girlfriend, except we just didn't have sex. But we did all the things that boyfriends and girlfriends do, because her real boyfriend was in the Marines.
Uh-huh.
And then sooner or later, you the sex part comes in. Now, but that was 4 months.
Now, CJ, do you have a chick out there that you can just hang around with for a while?
It wasn't her. But now I don't talk to her, period.
Yeah, so, that happens.
That turned out very good in my situation, but not really. So, I'm not even caring right now, honestly. Erie is not like the breeding ground for Asian kids to pick up girls. I'm actually thinking about going to LA real soon here. I'm just getting really sick of Erie.
Well, if you don't get laid in LA,
yeah, you could do work in LA.
I want to do better things and tell jokes in front of four people.
And who was the four? Was it like a group of young kids? Was it like old people that just stumbled upon the club?
Yeah, it was pretty much that. It was like just people just stumbled in. Me and this other guy, my friend David Kendall, check out his MySpace. You can see your mind. But we were going to go down to Cleveland for a gig, and it got canceled. So I just went on MySpace, posted a bulletin saying that I was looking for something tonight. And literally an hour before I left, someone's like, yeah, come down to this club. You might get paid. We came down there, and there was four people in the crowd.
Sounds like a good deal. Come to this club.
Yeah,
you might
like
get
said,
paid.
I'm going, please.
All right.
Now, CJ's the guy. He was telling us last time when he was on the program that he played a club in Erie, Pennsylvania, which was like a clean club. You can't be dirty. You can't work blue. And I believe he did a joke about masturbation or something like that. And he got banned from Erie, Pennsylvania.
Wow.
Yeah, they don't call me anymore.
Nah.
Whoops.
Just like every girl I talk to.
And as we all know, Erie, Pennsylvania is the mecca for comedy.
He loves me in comedy and relationships, everything.
Oh, man. So CJ Taldano, everybody. What's the MySpace? MySpace.com/CJ Taldano? That's it?
Yeah. CJ Taldano. It's Toledano.
Mm.
I don't know. I got like 4 friends out of the last interview, so.
All right.
19, huh? 19 hasn't gotten laid yet.
Wow.
You got it. You're going to get laid soon if you keep on doing a comedy thing.
I know. That's what I was hoping, but we'll see what happens.
Well, yeah. Just, I'm telling you, as soon as you meet him, you have to let him know right away that I am not the guy, that I'm not the shoulder to cry on.
Have you met? Yeah. Have you met any like female comics?
Yeah, but you know, I'm not in town much to do it, so it's like, oh, hey, how's it going?
Yeah,
and you know, I gotta drive back, so it's not worth it. Well, I mean, it would be worth if I had somewhere to go, but. But I honestly haven't met any female comics that are attractive.
What do you think of Dane Cook's all of his success? Are you getting annoyed with him?
Okay, here's Dane. I love Dane Cook. He was awesome, but recently I've honestly started to get sick of him a little bit. But I really am amazed at how he marketed himself and became this big. But I wouldn't say sellout, but I just don't want him to get annoying, because that's where he's getting at right now, you know?
I know. I was watching Saturday Night Live a couple weeks ago when he was on, and I was just like, you know what? I like this guy. He's kind of funny, but he's on my TV too much, and he's doing too many things. Like, when an actor or a comedian or somebody famous does too many things,
right,
you get annoyed with them.
Like Peyton Manning?
And that's what, he's falling into that category. He's like doing too much shit, and you just get annoyed with him.
Well, here's the thing. Saturday Night Live isn't even funny to begin with anymore, and I was a huge SNL fan. And have him come on, and literally, he was on it for like, if you combine it with his stand-up, he's on it for maybe like 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And the writing on that show is just horrible. And they're not doing well anymore. It's sad that like shows like Studio 60 and 30 Rock are doing better, and it's about SNL. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Who's the comedian that you look up to the most?
My favorite comedian, like who makes me laugh the most, is Mike Birbiglia. I'd say he's a little unknown right now, but he's probably the funniest. Jim Gaffigan.
Yeah, he's a
fan. And then of course, like Dave Chappelle. I mean, he helped me out. Alone that one weekend was nuts.
Yeah, he opened up for Dave Chappelle at the Improv in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Right?
Cool.
Yeah, so we're actually, me and David Kendall are on our way back to Erie now and just got out of the show. Then tomorrow night we got 2 shows in Cleveland. I don't know if anyone in Cleveland listens. We're going to be at Panini's and what's the other one? Wilbur's.
Panini's and Wilbur's?
Yeah. I don't even know. I think they're bars or something, but.
Man, you guys are doing a lot of fucking traveling.
Yeah. And then, I got weekend shows in Youngstown this weekend.
All right. Is this all this information on your MySpace?
Yeah. If you just go on there, it should be on there. I should actually be opening up for Bigley in Youngstown in December.
Look at that. The kid doing things.
Yeah.
He's got school going on. Aren't you still going to college?
Yeah, for now. I'm very, very close to not finishing. I don't know. We'll see here.
Is it a grade situation? Like you're on the academic probation, as they call it?
Yeah, I have a 1.9.
Nice.
Which isn't that bad, but
wait for them to kick you out because it's a funnier story.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, definitely. The thing is, I have 2 Asian parents who my dad's a doctor, which going home and be like, hey, Dad, I got kicked out of college. I'm going to do comedy. That doesn't go too well.
Yeah.
Well, then tell him you should, if he doesn't like it, he could just pay for you, you know, give you money for the rest of his life.
I wish I could say that. Like, honestly, I really want to tell him, hey, just give me 1 year in the big city let me see if I can make things happen. If not, I'll go back to school. Like, that'd be the perfect situation.
Yeah, there you go.
Right now.
Yeah, that should get you off his back. Get him off your back for a while.
You know?
I tell you what, being at that Mendoza line of grade point averages is kind of fun, because that's my grade point average at West Virginia University for the longest time was like 2-1.
Nice.
And what I did pretty much was I went to class every like once a week pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
Or I would miss it a lot. I would go like maybe once every 2 weeks, and I would drink a lot of beer. And if you maintain that 2.1, you have a really good time.
Sure.
And it's like you're not even going to college.
Was it easy to skip class back then?
Yeah, it was easy to skip class at West Virginia University because there was like 300 kids in each class.
Yeah. But yeah, try going to Erie, to Gannon, where there's 15 kids in the class and you're the only Asian kid.
Oh.
Hey, where's that Asian kid?
Yeah.
He's supposed to be here.
Where's that Asian kid who speaks perfect English? That is crazy.
I bet you were popular in those math classes, though.
Yeah, I feel bad for those other kids' grades. That was really happy, but
it's funny though. Whatever.
Yeah, that's another thing. I try to stay away from those Asian jokes because, I mean, you can make fun of it here and there, but it just gets old. And I don't know if you've seen, you're pretty familiar with Dane Cook's stuff earlier, right?
Yeah.
Did you see his new special at all?
No, I heard it was bad, though.
Yeah, it was. I was actually really excited for it. And that was, like, the beginning of, like, the decline in my liking Dane Cook. Like, his jokes were just him using dumb vocabulary that he'd make up. And he'd constantly repeat things over and over again and just be wild and zany.
Right.
And I like what he does. I mean, I haven't seen that new movie. I'm afraid that might kill it for me.
Yeah, no, we're actually talking about his new movie, and I was thinking it better not be like an Eddie Murphy Boomerang movie.
Yeah.
Remember when like Eddie Murphy decided to do the romantic comedies?
Yeah.
And if it's one of those type of deals, then it's over for Dan Cook.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Yeah. But,
yeah, and he's on the show, right?
Yeah, he was on the show actually this time last year, actually.
Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah, and I listened to it. It was awesome. It was really funny. But, he just doesn't seem like he's progressing. He's just, like, milking what he got, and I don't know.
Well, you also got to think of it this way. I mean, the guy's been working so much. He's been in movies, doing TV and stuff like that. I mean, how much time does he really have to do, like, write new material and all that stuff, you know what I mean?
Oh, I'm sure he's got people writing material.
I mean, back a year ago, he had a whole bunch of time to hone his craft and go do gigs and find out what works, what doesn't. And, he put it all on a CD and it sold millions.
Right.
So,
Here's the thing. I'm not going to lie. If I ever reach Dane Cook status and everyone started hating me, I'd say, who gives a fuck? I reached the status. I have enough money to do whatever I want right now.
Exactly.
He can pick any project he wants right now, so.
Exactly.
With him, in regard to the people hating him, he shouldn't give a fuck. He should just keep doing what he thinks is right.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't hate the guy at by any means, but he is everywhere, and I can see how that gets annoying to people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But I do hate when comics go out of their way to say shit about him, because, it's hard to say if it's jealousy or not, but it is somewhat disrespectful. I mean, every comic goes through the same stuff. I mean, why can't you be happy for a guy?
Yeah, right. Yeah. Be happy for Dane Cook.
Yes.
Just tell him to take a break every once in a while.
Yeah, right. Go.
See, the thing, I think that people will get sick of Dane Cook and then go into stand-up comedy looking for other things, less finding even funnier comedians.
Yeah, right.
I think he's doing a good thing for comedy.
Yeah. There's a bunch of comedians out there that are freaking really funny dudes, and they never get any notoriety. You see him a lot here in New York City. So.
Yeah.
All right, man. CJ, you're on the road, right? Heading back to Erie, Pennsylvania?
Yeah, we're coming back now.
And you're going to be in Cleveland. Give the big plug again.
Yeah, I'll be in Cleveland tomorrow night, 8 o'clock at Wilbert's, and then 10:30 at Panini's. And then on Saturday, October 21st, I'll be at Youngstown, and I'll also be in Youngstown November 18th, and then singing at Improv in Pittsburgh November 1st.
So pretty much you're going home to Erie, Pennsylvania, saying hello to the folks and heading to Cleveland.
Yeah. Well, actually, I don't live with my parents anymore.
Oh, all right. So there you go.
We're just trying to get as much time as possible, so when we do make the big move,
All right.
Not, you know, sloppy.
Best of luck to you, bro.
Hey, thanks a lot, guys. Thanks for having me on again.
Yeah, no problem. Anytime you want to call in, just give a holla.
All right, man.
It's CJ Taladano, everybody, on lunaticradio.com. Joe, log on to myspace.com/CJ Taladano. And is he gone?
I have no idea.
It was CJ.
He is now.
Young kid out of Erie, Pennsylvania, just trying to do the comedy thing. Man, he's got two Asian parents. They're probably fucking pissed. My kid is fucking wants to be a comedian.
Right. Oh, I think Jenny's, I don't know, Jenny's trying to do something here.
I wonder if he's traditional, like his parents are traditional Asian people. Oh, they're probably upset. His dad's home in the living room, fucking swinging a samurai sword.
Listen, Asian or not, you imagine any parents, the kid's like, I'm quitting school, I'm doing comedy.
Yeah.
They're like, what? No.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I studied acting, but I was in college. At least I was going to school. My dad wasn't too happy about that either.
Well,
there was a Fruit Loop.
Yeah. Well, listen, I got kicked out of college, right? I've put it this way. I've been kicked out of one college, and I have a lifetime ban at another college that I never even went to.
What? You got banned from a college you never attended?
From Hofstra.
What'd you do? Take a dump on the dean?
It's a long story. But I'm never allowed to go back. I'm never allowed to step foot on Hofstra property again.
Jesus Christ. It's a huge university.
I know. I was like, imagine if I ever have kids and they go there and they're like, you'll have to go to graduation without your pop. Because I'll be trespassing if I step foot on Hofstra property.
All right, that was CJ Taladano, everybody. myspace.com/CJ Taladano. You can also log on to our MySpace site, and he's right there at the top of our list, our top 24. No, it is. I guess the MySpace thing's dying off a little bit. I don't hear the people talking about MySpace anymore. I guess it was a big fad, and now it's like gone. No one's talking about it.
MySpace sucks. The other day, somebody sent me a message, one of my buddies, and it took me like an hour to be able to get into my MySpace site to see that he sent me some stupid picture. The site just sucks. Drives me bananas.
Yeah. Like mid-afternoon or so, it fucking slows down. Thank God there's so many porn sites on the internet, man, because you can always find a porn site that's fast as hell.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's never that porn site. If there's a porn site out there and you find it and it's fucking slow, fuck it. Get rid of it. I'm going to the next one.
Done.
Click another link, you're at some fucking nice porn site, nice fast porn site.
Right.
I love porno. Porn
you ever
star
get
on
like,
next week.
I don't know, man. There's like so much porno out there. Sometimes it's like dizzying.
It fucking freaks your head, dude.
But let me tell you, the other day, like I like buying DVDs. I buy DVDs, right? So the other day, I'm thinking about making an order, right?
Order some porn.
I'm going to order some porn, some DVDs.
Right.
And like I told you, I order enough to where I get free shipping. So,
which is something you shouldn't admit.
Go ahead. What the hell?
Fuck it.
So so I was going to do it, and then like I didn't for whatever reason. And now I'm like, eh. Like, it's, you know what I mean? Like, it's already got, it's so like, I, you know, like you need it now. And then when you don't get it now, you just go to something else.
Yeah, right.
And then you just, you know what I mean?
That's
so bizarre.
That's what's so great about porno is that there's an endless supply of it.
I know, but I don't know. Just, I like almost liked it better when you had like one Hustler magazine that you had to use every day for 5 years.
Mm-hmm. I mean, for those 8 years, and even now. I'm just fucking watching. I know porno chicks. I know their bios, which is fucking sad, dude. Oh,
by the way, Jenny checked in and wanted us to let everybody know that Hillary Scott, porn star Hillary Scott, going to be on the show next week.
Hillary Scott. Yes, I've been watching some Hillary Scott. She's a freaky bro.
The thing I don't like about porn is that it's desensitizing me to sex in general. You know what I mean?
Mm.
Like to pull it to the point where what I watch in porn is not what I want to do in real life.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And it's like what used to be the thing where you'd be like, oh my God, like doesn't do it anymore. Like right. It's gotta be like bigger and better and
they were like
faster.
Back when you were a kid, you would watch the old school pornos and like the porn guy would be titty fucking the chick.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh my God, it's so crazy.
Yeah. No, I got nothing for that.
Watching that same scene over and over and over and over and over again.
Yeah. And it's just, I don't know, man. Like,
now
I literally
can't even bother with that.
I honestly think I should go like a couple months without watching any porn whatsoever.
I can't do it. I'm like addicted to it. No, like it's not like a bad addiction. It's just, it's like a necessity.
I hear you, but I don't know. Like it's weird. I'm very conflicted these days about the whole thing.
Mm.
Like trust. Like it's like. I don't know. It's like you like porn. Like I like porn, mm-hmm. you know. But like then you go and you're with your special someone, and you're sort of like, yeah. Like I don't know. Like it's
having a body is a lot better than watching a porno.
Oh, absolutely. But I mean, like there's stuff that I like to see in a porno that I would never ever want to do in real life.
Oh, right. Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's just, I don't know. It's
I can't stand those anal pornos.
It's bizarre.
I've seen some anal pornos and it just fucking, I'll watch it. It freaks me out.
Mm-hmm.
I just watch it because it's freaking me out. And it's like a fucking car wreck. You got to watch it.
Yeah.
And when the guy's like banging her, and the ones I watch, after he's done banging, he pulls his thing out, right?
Yeah.
He pulls his hammer out. In a little hole, the butthole, it like winks at you.
Right, yeah.
It's like the what the
size of a shot glass.
How does somebody like that?
I don't know.
Like, that's weird.
I know. It's listen, there's a lot of crazy people out there.
The chick's having a muscle spasm on the screen, and dudes are jacking to that.
Yeah.
Fucking weirdos.
Now, what would happen? What would happen if you ever ran into, like, if your girlfriend was like, yeah, I really like anal?
I'd say, go find another dude.
Really? You would? That would be a deal breaker for you?
I'd do it one time, but then if she's like, fucking, come on, I want the anal.
Yeah, but what if, all right,
relax.
Now see, here's the thing, right? Say you really like for her to swallow, right?
I don't, though.
But I'm just saying.
I know, okay.
For example,
okay.
Like, her swallowing grosses her out as much as it grosses you out to do anal. But she likes anal, and you like swallowing, so you like for her to swallow. So,
right.
You know, how do you, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's...
You're doing her a favor.
Well, yeah, you're doing her a favor, but, you know, I mean, it's just, I'm almost like, in reality, I'm almost like not telling people what I really like to do and just will sort of,
yeah,
you know.
When it comes to sex, I'm really not into doing favors.
Way to go, guy. And you wonder why it took you 8 years.
Yeah, there it is. I don't like favors. Fuck it. You see, I'll fucking eat a chick out.
Right.
I'll do that because I kind of don't mind doing it.
Right.
I think I kind of like it because I can see her face. I can see the reaction. Most of the time, it's negative reaction.
Right.
But at least I know. I get instant feedback.
Right.
But when it comes to anal, dude, it's like fucking sticking your fucking dick in a sewer.
See, now, if I, like, the girl was like, you don't have to eat me out, I wouldn't. Ever.
Really?
No, I don't want to. Why would I want to if I didn't have to?
Would you eat a chick out more than give her anal?
Would you? If I suppose given the choice, yes.
Okay.
I mean, but if she was like, I don't really particularly care for that, you don't have to do it. And which I've had ex-girlfriends be like that. I'd be like, cool. That's fine. I don't want to.
I can't imagine. There can't be a girl out there. I know you hear all these porn stars always talking about, oh, I love the anal. I love anal.
But no, there's people out there that like it.
I can't imagine.
There's a whole section of gay guys that like it.
Yeah, no, but they're fucking gay guys.
Well, but apparently they dig it because that's all that they're doing.
I can't imagine if there's a girl out there that really enjoys it, I'd like to meet her. Because I can't imagine there's a girl out there that really loves it.
I like guarantee more, you there are.
Like more than vaginal.
Well, maybe not more than vaginal, but I guarantee you there are girls who dig that.
I'm talking more than vaginal, though.
Right. I guarantee.
Do you think there's one that exists? Probably not.
I'm sure there is.
Hmm. All right. There's a question for everybody. Let's take a break. We'll come back. More LunaticRadio.com show right after this.
Hey, this is Jackal from Metal School, and you're listening to LunaticRadio.com.
Are you a modern searching for something that quenches your thirst and replenishes all the valuable nutrients that your body needs? Or are you just looking for a lift? Then you're searching for Uranus.
Y'all ready for this?
Uranus is working overtime to quench thirst and immediately replace valuable electrolytes needed to function at a top level. Plus, its distinct flavors make it irresistible. Uranus has four flavors to choose from, such as original, grape, orange, and our new flavor, honeysuckle Uranus. Uranus is working hard to satisfy. Uranus is sweet on your lips and great for your body. A whole wide open world is there for the taking. Let Uranus show you the way.
Ready for this.
Uranus is brought to you by Tate Incorporated, a subsidiary of Bulls Limited.
And now back to the show. Lunatic Radio.
Yeah, I'm gay.
What the fuck? These guys are gay.
LunaticRadio.com.
I don't care about anyone else but me. I don't care about anyone.
What up, everybody? LunaticRadio.com show. Yo, Ronnie Beans, Kieran McCann in studio. Rockets got the day off. Boys got a lot of work to do. Holding down the fort here. Emails at the show, lunaticradio.com. Drunk call hotline, 206-202-LOON. Word, that's 206-202-5666. Word. So, you want to talk about the weekend?
What weekend?
What happened this weekend?
What happened this weekend?
Well, I didn't tell you.
What'd you do?
It was a surprise. I ran into somebody that I hadn't run into in about 3 or 4 years.
Right.
Now.
Is this the one that's been on the show?
This is the one that's been on the show.
So she knows.
She knows.
Got to walk a tightrope when Ron talks about chicks.
Well, we got to set it up because nobody listening to the show now, chances are, knows who we're talking about.
No, you have to be an old listener to know who we're talking about.
Yeah, you have to be an old listener to know who I'm talking about.
Yes. Well, we used to call her
the hot chick.
The hot chick.
Right. Now, this is a girl that I've known for almost 20 years.
20 years.
20 years because we went to high school together. Well, we went to junior high school together.
Mm-hmm.
And in high school, she didn't like me in high school. Because she was a goth chick and I was a jock.
Right.
So.
Not mingling.
Did not mingle. So rarely did our paths cross.
I know we had the hot chick on the show.
Yeah, about 4 years ago.
And I really don't remember her appearance, but I do remember running into her at a local restaurant called Digger Rodell's.
That's right.
And where you and I, and at the time our sidekick, Nicky DeBone, were enjoying some cocktails and maybe a couple burgers.
Yeah, some libations and some grub.
You know, just a couple guys having a good Saturday night out. The boys talking about football, baseball.
What guys talk about.
And your friend, the hot chick,
wandered on over.
Right, she was at the establishment, wandered on over, wanted to say hello to Ronnie Beans.
Yes.
Pretty much three sets of eyes staring at boobage.
That's right.
She was trying to talk to us, and we were all eating french fries and looking at boobs. Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
I don't remember anything she said.
Nobody does. You guys didn't say a word. I was the one who had to do all the talking.
She has nice boobs.
Nice cans.
Very nice.
Yes.
I don't know how far I can go with niceness. I don't want to get descriptions. I don't know, but they were there. Enough to distract the shit out of me.
Well, the problem was that we were sitting down. She was standing up. So they were right at eye level.
Right.
So when you look, they were staring right at you.
Right.
Sort of like giving you a winking. Hi, how you doing?
Hi, how you doing? Pretty much her boobs were talking to
me. Yes, they were like, hey, how you doing? How's the sandwich?
She said something like, hey, Ron, haven't seen you in a while. How you doing?
Right.
And Ron, boobies.
Boobies.
I remember looking at Nicky DeBone across the table because he was sitting across from us. And his eyes were fixated on her boobs. Yes. Like those were fucking two steaks. And he was fucking hungry.
Yes.
He was a hungry bear.
Yes.
He was going to nibble.
That's right. So then we tried, we...
talked to her into coming on the show.
Right.
And that was when she, remember she said she wasn't going to put you over her knee and spank you.
Right. And that's when I said I love girls who call me bite size and hit me in the ass.
Because she called you bite size.
Right.
Right.
Bite size.
Right.
I want to bite you.
That's right.
Yeah.
So I hadn't talked to her in a while.
Right. Since then.
Well, yeah, kind of. I hadn't talked to her like 3 years
mm-hmm.
until about 2 weeks ago.
Did you have a falling out or something?
No, just sort of, you know how it happens.
Yeah.
I'm like terrible with the calling back shit sometimes, and sometimes you just...
You're no callback guy?
It depends. I'm hot and cold with that. Sometimes I'm spot on with that stuff.
But you're back in good graces.
Yeah. So.
With the girl with the boobs.
Yes.
Hot chick.
Yes.
We call the hot chick because she's hot.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. And we were actually, remember we were going to have, she was going to be the first Lunatic Radio model.
Right.
Before Vox. Remember that?
Oh, yes, I do. I remember
we were going to, have her with the bumper sticker over to Cannes.
Oh, yeah, naked cans, right?
Yes.
That we were trying to negotiate?
That's right, and the bumper sticker was going to cover the nipples.
Where did she, how far did we get with that?
She was going to do it. There was two things that we had planned, right? Uh-huh. The plan was, that was one plan, the bumper stickers over the boobs, and the other plan was the painting on the belly, like, of, like, lunaticradio.com mm-hmm. on her belly, and, like, paint,
uh-huh.
and then with the cans, but... covered, obviously, with like a bikini top or something.
All right. She's like a fresh cut of meat, Ronnie Means. Swear to God. Nibble, nibble, nibble.
So.
Take a drink of water. Nibble, nibble, nibble. Take a drink of water.
So, yeah, I hadn't talked to her in like 3 years, and then I happened to sort of run into her. Mm-hmm. And you want to hear something?
Yeah.
This is actually really bad. She runs into my dad a lot.
Uh-huh.
Right. So my dad had run into her like maybe a couple months prior.
Uh-huh.
And she goes, I ran into your dad like a couple months ago. I was like, yeah. She goes, yeah. He grabbed my ass.
Your dad grabbed her ass.
My dad grabbed her ass.
She's that hot.
He was like, how you doing, squeeze?
She's that hot that a married man for 30 years can't resist.
44, almost 45 years.
45 years. Can't resist.
Can't resist.
I gotta have that ass. He says,
oh, my father loves her. Loves her. Like, absolutely loves her. And he'll like, when I talk to him, he'll be like, you know, dude, guess who I ran into? Of course, he leaves out the ass grabbing.
Did he go home and tell your mother?
Oh, who knows? I don't think my mother would care.
I grabbed ass today.
Yeah.
I was at the market picking up bread.
He ran into her at some party. And you know, gave her, how you doing? Squeeze. Tickle, tickle. I was like, you old dirty bastard.
Hey, Ron.
Yeah, it was nice.
Your friend's got a great ass.
It's like two hams.
And what was her reaction to that?
She just, you know.
What kind of, was it like a grab and squeeze or was it like a tap?
She said it was sort of like a, you know, tap, tap. like you done good, kid.
Wow.
I don't know. Like, because I was like, I can't believe it, you know. But that, if you know my dad, that's, you know, right up his alley.
It was a preconceived grab of the ass.
Oh, maybe. Who knows? My dad's a player.
Whatever.
You know, he can, that's, you know. Every girlfriend I've ever had is like, you know what? Your dad's smooth. He's like, you know, what do you think the kid gets it from, huh? Yeah, so, needless to say, I haven't.
$20 he was looking at her boobs.
Oh, I'm sure. Absolutely. You don't even,
that's not even a question.
No, you don't even know what the guy said to me about her in the past.
Oh, come on, Ron. You gotta give it up.
She was married at one point in time, right?
Right.
And, we were at a function because we tend to be at the same functions, right? Mm-hmm. We're at a function together, not me and her, but she was there and she was with her husband at the time,
mm-hmm.
right? And my dad was there, so he's like, hey, look, isn't that so-and-so? And I'm like, yeah. And he goes, well, what are you doing? And I'm like, what do you mean, what am I doing? And he's like, what are you doing? What are you doing sitting here talking to me? And I'm like, well, see that guy next to her? That's her husband.
Uh-huh.
He's like, so? He's like, you mean to tell me that that guy over there, that you're letting that guy over there hang out with her and you're just going to stand here? And I was like, Dad, come on. You know? And he's like, no. He's like, if I was you, I'd just walk over there and knock that fucker out. It's like, who the fuck is he?
Go over there and grab her ass. She likes it.
He's like, just, you know, he's like, what the fuck? He's like, what are you going to do? You're going to, you know, who cares? Semantics.
Come on, Ron, be an ass grab.
Yeah, he's like, that guy. He's like, that guy's going to take your girl. Are you care? Are you crazy? What the fuck?
He's going to take your girl. He's married to that girl.
Yeah, but he's like, married what? Yeah, to that jerk?
I want to live vicariously through you.
Yeah, I was like, Dad, please stop. Please stop, William. Come on.
Unbelievable. I need her boobs. I don't know what to say. I got her boobs in my head.
Yeah.
I remember she was wearing a blue sweater, V-cut. Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's pretty good.
It's three years ago. I remember.
Yeah. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Tan.
Yes. Tan. She's got that like dirty blonde hair.
Yeah.
You know what? She's got her nose pierced now. Mm-hmm. And you know that like...
Hoop or diamond?
Diamond. Mm-hmm. And it's really small, so it's like tasteful. But you know how certain girls, they get their nose pierced and it kind of looks nasty?
Mm-hmm.
Not the case.
Not the case.
Not the case. So.
Not the case.
Nope.
Boops. Bang, bang.
Boops.
Bang, bang.
She called me last night.
Mm-hmm. What'd she say?
Yeah, she's, you know, she was calling. 10:45. She called me.
Did you ask her how the boobs were?
Yes, I did.
How the boobs?
How the boobs doing? How the boys? The boys okay?
How the boys?
How the twins?
What'd she say? And the boys are here on the bed,
yeah,
hanging out.
That's not what I did.
Hanging out.
Yeah, no, I didn't ask her about her boobs.
So where can I go with the conversation, Ronnie Beats? You got to lead this conversation because I ain't digging no holes.
Yeah.
I try to interject some comedy into things and I fuck shit up. So I don't want to do it.
Well, nothing. I mean, that's...
Walking a tightrope.
It's kind of... It's where it's at.
Hmm. By the way, I'll tell you this, man. When I got laid a couple weeks ago, didn't jack for 4 days. That's one thing I left out of the conversation.
Really?
I didn't jack
after?
For 4 days afterwards.
Wow.
It wasn't until...
Why, you didn't feel the need to?
Didn't feel the need to. I was like, I'm done with the porn!
Done with the porn!
Until Wednesday rolled around and I was like, I'm jacking. Fuck
like, at first, like when you first start a relationship, you tend to jack more. You know, sort of like preparing yourself. You know, like if you're a marathon runner, you run a lot before the marathon.
Right. Got to train.
Got to train.
Get the body prepared.
And then as the relationship furthers, you tend to jack less.
Mm-hmm.
Because now you don't really care so much.
Yeah. I was thinking back, actually, when I had a girlfriend. I never really masturbated that much. It wasn't that I was banging her every fucking day. It was just like, fucking don't need to do it.
Because you don't need to do it.
That's beneath me.
You know, you're going to... See, that is the one thing about a relationship that is probably... I don't know if it's the best part, but it's right up there.
Mm-hmm.
Is knowing you're going to get laid. Like, tomorrow, the next day, the day after that. Like, you know you're going to get laid.
Yep.
It's sort of like knowing you're going to win the lottery. So you don't worry about it. You don't sweat it.
Right.
Whereas when you don't have a girlfriend, that's all you ever really think about. When am I going to get laid next? Because every time, I'll tell you this, every time I get laid, I think it's the last time I'm ever going to get laid. Because I could get hit by a truck tomorrow. No, you know, like you meet the one girl at the bar, whenever you do your thing. And you know you're never going to see her again. Or, you know, it's not really it's not a relationship bang. It's a, you know, you're horny, I'm horny type of bang.
Yeah.
And then you're done and the next day you wake up and you're like, okay, now the clock resets. And that might be the last time I ever get laid because I could get hit by a truck tomorrow.
I don't want to ever think of that way.
I think about that all the time.
I don't want that in my head.
That's yeah.
8 years I went, Ronnie Beats, and that never popped in my head.
Really?
I always knew. I knew it was going to come around. My day was going to come cold.
Of course you know it's going to come around.
Well, yeah, you really don't, though.
Well, sure you do. You weren't going to go
look
the rest
at
of your
CJ Taladano, 19 years on this planet.
Well, yeah, he's 19. You're not ever going to ever not get laid again. Like, listen, if you're like 90, you might say, I might have had my last lay. But dude, you're like 30. You're not going to get laid again.
I could get the clap and it's all over. I get the clap. It's all over for me.
But like I said, you never know, though. You never know if that's the last time you're ever going to have sex.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, you hope, you're like, Jesus, I hope that was good. Like, I hope that's, you know, you want your last time to be like, you know, eventful and not like shitty. Because then you want to, like, do it again to make sure that that's not your last time. You know what I mean?
Word them up. All right, everybody. Last week we were talking about this voiceover guy, Scott Fletcher, who sent us some audio of him doing voiceovers, like a movie trailer-ish voiceover thing.
This is announcer Scott Fletcher announcing this is Lunatic Radio.
Anyway, it's a whole reel of Scott Fletcher just going, Lunatic Radio, this is Lunatic Radio, podcast Lunatic Radio, whatever he says. So we asked the listeners to come up, take that audio, cut it up, and make their own promos or movie trailer-ish promos for the LunaticRadio.com show. And we actually, I didn't think a person was even going to do it, but we got a an entry.
How many?
Just one.
Oh,
but I'm hoping to get more.
Okay,
I like it. I like where it's going so far.
I like where your head's at.
One of our listeners, he calls himself Dirty South.
Dirty South.
Dirty. He gave it a shot, man. He didn't do too bad. I mean, I know most of the listeners aren't radio savvy people. They're not very audio editing savvy or whatever, you know?
Gotcha.
Got to have skills to do this stuff. But Dirty South gave it a shot, and I don't think he did a bad job. So here we go. Here's Dirty South's LunaticRadio.com movie trailer-ish promo.
In a world where guys like this...
You don't like sucking a cock?
No.
You should.
Other guys is dick.
Holy shit, I'm sucking Jamie Kennedy's cock and feeling his balls.
Did you give him anal sex?
Yeah, you gotta give me strokes. Come on.
You sound good to me.
Coming soon to an iPod near you.
Yeah, that's right. I'm fucking done talking.
This.
You suck. You suck.
This.
I got it.
Is Lunatic Radio. Radio.
You know, it's actually growing on me.
That's pretty good.
When the first time I heard it, I was like, hey, you know what? He could have took out some of it. He maybe added too many clips.
No, I like it. I liked it.
But now it's fucking growing on me. Now I see the whole picture he was trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I kind of like that one.
I do. I do like it.
I think Dirty South did a good job.
Good job, guy. Kudos.
First time around. And I appreciate him taking
Kudos.
The time out to put that together for this program, man. Dirty South. Holla at Dirty South, everybody. And if you're a LunaticRadio.com listener and you'd like to make a movie trailer-ish LunaticRadio.com promo, log on to the message board. I believe in the show discussion section, I believe that audio is available for you to download, cut up, insert some music, maybe some clips from the show, and make your little promo for the LunaticRadio.com show.
Word them up.
I don't know what we're going to do with this. I'm hoping maybe we can do some like prizes or something for like a really, like the best one.
Okay.
And maybe, I don't know. I haven't really figured it out yet. I haven't given it much thought, but it's really fun to hear what you people, because when you make these promos, we're actually getting like an impression, your impression of the show.
Right.
You know, and it's kind of fun to see that.
Yeah.
Because we don't know what people think about the show at all. Mm-hmm. Most of the time, when Ron and I are sitting here staring at each other, we're going, what the fuck are we doing?
Yeah.
Why aren't we playing golf?
This sucks.
Why aren't we at home watching Monday Night Football? Why are we sitting here talking to people who really probably don't give a fuck what the hell we say?
Then usually at some point in time, I go, did I leave the iron on?
Yeah. So. Maybe Chemist checking in, everybody. Madbeat has a show on the TPX radio network. He wants that Dirty South promo.
Okay.
He wants me to send it to him. So you'll get it, Madbeat. I'll send it to you in an email. So log on to the lunaticradio.com message board, everybody, and check out those Scott Fletcher audio and cut up your MySpace, whatever the fuck it is, movie trailer promo for the lunaticradio.com show. It should be fun. North Korea, Ronnie Beans. North Korea.
Hans Briggs.
They're blowing shit up. Is that the case?
Yeah, apparently, according to the government, they set off a rather small nuclear explosion.
And here it is.
A
Not much news there, Ronnie Beans, I'm thinking. No, it's kind of sound like a...
That's big news.
Like a bottle rocket.
Well, that is not much news, but no, the whole idea that they're setting up nuclear bombs is big news.
We were saying they were doing, like, air tests over there. Who was doing these air tests for radiation?
I don't know.
Because I'm thinking it could be some North Korean chick just having atomic thoughts.
Listen, they're practically at a famine over there. I don't believe there are any fat North Korean chicks. There's nothing to eat in North Korea.
You know that fucking that Asian food? It's fucking rip your ass apart. And they do a radiation test. And they found small fucking doses of radiation in the air. It could be a dude having bad gas. What do you think? Anybody? No one's with me on this one. That joke is just going nowhere. Yep. Yeah, so that's news, huh? That's our worldwide news report right there. The North Koreans setting off nukes.
Come here, I'm here, come here! I'm here, come here! Come on, come here, I'm here! Come on, do it now, come here!
If you're going to be a leader of the nation, you got to be taller than 5 foot.
Can you get a decent haircut? That's what I want to say.
You got to be taller than 5 foot two.
Dude, that guy's hair. You know what? He's got the hair. He's got the Terminator X sunglasses. Like, the guy cracks me up, man.
Yeah.
He's like so weird looking. It's funny. And you just picture him like in the meetings and stuff. Like, let's blow stuff up. Let's blow stuff up. Yeah. I want to see some explosions.
I'm looking at his shoes to see if he has shoelaces.
Probably
like he's
not.
Fucking run DMC, this guy.
And you know, like, yeah, probably, like, after the meetings, he goes back and he's listening to, the, like, the It's Tricky. You know, it's Tricky. Rocko.
Yeah. I love it, that song.
Right. And, like, one the latest, you know, Martin Lawrence movie.
That guy's name? Chow Young Fat?
No. Chow Young Fat, yes. No, it's Kim Il Sung. Kim Il Sung.
So he's ill.
Kim Jong Il or Kim Il Sung? I can't remember.
Kim Jong Il sounds right.
Well, one of them was Kim Il Sung was his dad, I think. So it's Kim Jong Il.
He's illin', dog.
He is ill.
He's got ill in his name.
Dude, but the hair, man, it's like, what? Who does that?
He's going for the high top fade.
I guess.
He's Asian, though. He can't pull it off.
But why does he shave the sides like that? Like, what's the deal?
Aerodynamics.
Come on. I get
he's 5'2", man.
That's why, like, the only people around him can be 5'1". He's got to be taller than everybody.
Yeah, what the fuck, dude? It's a nation of midgets.
I don't know. That's
5'2". How can you? There's my leader of my country. He's 5'2".
It's amazing, though. Isn't it amazing? Like, basically, you can run a country. If that guy can run a country, you, Kieran McCann, can run a country.
Exactly. Every time I see footage of him having some conference over there,
right.
He's on a podium that's like 10 feet tall. Right. And everybody else
and there's
is
like hundreds of people listening to him and setting off nuclear bombs because he says so. You can set off a nuclear bomb,
exactly.
Kieran McCann.
Exactly.
You just have to find some country crazy enough to think you're some sort of god.
Mm-hmm. So they're a threat, huh? These guys.
Yeah, I don't know.
Mars attacks.
I don't want to get into
ack.
Yeah.
Basically. every time I see Kim Jong Il, I just think of ack.
Yeah.
Ack. 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 Mars attacks, underrated movie. Go watch it.
Yes. Yes.
It's a great movie, man.
Yeah. It's just such a. That's just so
cameo weird. Crazy. That movie too. Mars attacks.
Yes.
I believe everybody in Hollywood signed up to do that movie.
So somebody's calling in.
Hello.
Should I answer the phone?
Yeah, go ahead. Hello, who's this?
What's up?
Who's this?
This is Bad Spark. Who the fuck is this?
Who are you?
It's Bad Spark.
Bad Spark.
Bad Spark.
What are you doing?
I'm just fucking sitting here fucked up with fucking KK and fucking Adam AOA, whatever, shut the fuck up. And, you know, fucking, we got our buddy Jeremy over here. He's getting ready to open a fucking record store in Ocean Shores, fucking Tsunami Route Records.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be pretty tight.
Sweet. Are you the fuckers that have been calling the drunk call hotline all day, all stoned out?
Yeah, we've been calling the fucking drunk call hotline fucking
he's
off
fucking
the
hook.
Like 45 times. We heard you guys reference to us earlier. You know, we didn't expect to play even one of those.
You fucking dudes, you dudes have been on like an 18-hour bender, dude.
It's Monday.
It's fucking yeah, Monday.
It's been about 4 days, you know, we've been fucking going off, fucking, you know, fucking trying to get our buddy's record store open, fucking working our normal 9-to-5 jobs, and fucking just, you know, fucking plugging the fucking Lunatic Radio, because fucking we love this shit, you know, this is fucking hey, what we look forward to every fucking Monday night.
Can I get a job at the record store?
A job at the record store, fuck, we're all getting in line, fucking shit.
What?
Nobody's getting a fucking job at this record store. Fucking, I wish.
I gotta know
what. It's a fucking tourist town, man. Fucking. Yeah, we can't even fucking, you know, it's like I'm getting paid like fucking little diddly shit on the side just to do their fucking computer work, you know? But, you know, this guy's got fucking the mad plan. He's fucking getting hella shit fucking set up for. He just hella fucking shit. Bought a bunch of fucking guitars for his fucking store.
Sounds like some fucking crazy shit. Store, I guess.
Dude, I want a job, man. Come on.
A job? Fuck. We all want jobs there. Fucking, we're going to be lucky. We're going to try and fucking
this
broadcast
guy doesn't know
the
a plan,
show. Fucking, well, we're going to do a fucking broadcast party of the show. Fucking, like a fucking one of his opening nights or whatever.
Cool.
You know?
All right.
Yeah, fucking, me and Cannabis, fucking, we have our birthday fucking November 13th and 14th, and that's about the time he's planning on opening, so, you know, fucking, we're just going to get fucking shit.
Bab Sparks, I got a question for you. What day of the week is it?
What fucking day of the week is it? It better be on a fucking Monday. That's all I got to say.
All right, good job.
Damn. What, you know what fucking month
Cannabis
is it?
Fucking wants, he's, Cannabis is trying to cut me off here. He's got a bunch of shit to say, too. So I'm going to fucking say fucking much love to all the fucking lunatics, all the fucking Luna fucking motherfuckers out there.
Right.
And here's Cannabis.
I thought that was Cannabis.
November 3rd. All right.
Hello.
Attention, lunatics and lunatics.
Uh-huh.
Better get up on that shit.
That's it?
Okay.
Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. Go ahead. Keep going.
You were doing good.
Oh, yeah, man. We're just getting fucked up here in Ocean City. We don't give a fuck.
Word.
November 3rd is when this shit's popping off. Tsunami Route Records.
Tsunami Rap Records?
Tsunami Route Records.
Route.
Tsunami Route Records. Tsunami Route Records.
Right.
Yeah.
Are you guys rappers?
No, I'm a rapper.
Can you bust me?
Yeah, bust it. You know, spit. Come on, let's hear it.
I want to hear some spitting.
Oh, you want to hear some spit, man? All right, give me a minute here.
All right, whenever you're ready,
go ahead.
We're on the fucking beach, smoking it up like Cheech. We don't give a fuck, cause you know we blazing the keys. And it doesn't matter, motherfucker, always blazing the boat. Every fucking day, cause you know your bitches know that we getting fucked up. Straight for the lunatics and lunatics, cause you know we really don't give a shit. Every day I'm blowing fat chronic hits, blowing up in the air, cause you know I don't give a shit. I'm just blabbing and blabbing cause I'm drunk. And it doesn't matter, cause you know I ain't blazing skunk. It's just straight. Straight chronic shit, bubonic like Adam 81 just said. It doesn't matter cause you know I'll smoke chronic till I'm dead.
Nice.
What the fuck,
Adam, baby
dumb. Yeah, I'm gay.
Cool, good shit, man.
Yeah, dude, you did it, man.
Right, you like that shit? There's more where that came from.
Atta baby.
Alright, what is it? What's the name of the record
Tsunami
label?
Tsunami Route Records.
Tsunami Route Records. Alright, you guys gotta mix in some coffee and some water.
Yeah.
Okay?
Do not dehydrate yourself.
No more water, no more marijuana and beer.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Drink lots of water so you don't get dehydrated and end up in the hospital.
I was getting phone calls from these guys today, and all they would be playing on the TV was cartoons. I just hear cartoons.
Oh, yeah. Audio. Oh, yeah. We made like fucking 25 drunk calls in 2 drunk nights.
Had a baby.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of them were pretty fucking stupid, but, you know.
Well, you guys
hey,
gotta,
what are you going to do?
You got to eat something.
You can't make an omelet without breaking eggs.
Make sure you're eating.
Yeah. Get some Taco Bell or something.
Replenish the bodies.
Yeah. Remember the body. The body's like a car. It needs fuel.
Right.
So you got to get something to eat. Get something to eat. Get some agua. Or even better, get some Gatorade. Some shit like that. Replenish the fluids and then you know, drop the hammer.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, man.
All right, dudes.
You guys have fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, we will. You'll be hearing that intro pretty soon that you're talking about.
All right, cool. All right,
word up, man. Take care of yourselves.
Later on.
All right, later.
Peace.
All right, there's Bab Sparks and Cannabis.
Right, and I believe Adam 81.
Adam 81.
Yes.
Was that Adam 81?
I think I think he was there too.
All right. All from coming off of Benta.
The PNWs. Man.
I honestly got, shit, I don't know how many freaking calls from these guys today. Just blazing. Blazing bongs.
Awesome. Dude, you got to love it when you're at that age when you can, you know, it doesn't matter that it's Monday.
I know, right?
I wish.
What fucking day is it?
When's the last time you got bombed on a Monday?
A long time.
Last week.
I had a Bud Light at lunch today when we went out, and I was like, wow, I'm fucking drinking mid-afternoon on a Monday.
Right.
And it was only one beer.
Yeah.
I you know what,
dude? I went to this one place that the pint glasses are like 23 ounces.
Yeah.
Well, obviously they're not pint glasses, but the beer glasses are 23 ounces. I had two of them and I was bombed. I was like, what? What am I doing? It's 12 o'clock in the afternoon.
Here's a little taste of Bab Sparks and Cannabis today.
I think it's on Bad Spark guy.
Is it Bad Spark?
Bad Spark.
Bad Spark.
Not Babs Spark.
I can't tell. I hear his connections over the phone. I can't tell what the names are. All right, here we go.
Hello? Keisha there?
This is them.
Huh? Oh, wait. Oh, fuck. I don't got her number. Oh, shit. Oh, I'm fucking belligerent. Oh. Yeah, that is a big word, because I'm fucking drunk.
So there you got that one.
Awesome. I have a magical goose that lays. Oh, shit. My fucking beard just got all of my fucking balls. What the fuck? Oh, man, that was fucking cool. Talk about raising nuts. Oh, shit. All right. So I might as well drink it. Where's the fucking pipe at? Oh, no, it's on the table.
The youth of the nation, everybody.
I just got fucking beer balls. What the fuck?
And finally.
I just wanted to assure everyone that no cocaine was used in the following drunk calls or the previous drunk calls from the previous 2 days.
All right.
Also, no small animals were harmed except for the ones that were like, the ones that got duct taped up, you know.
And, the ones that were going to die anyway.
Anyway.
We're all laughing.
Peace. PNW loves the Lunatic Radio.
Uh-huh.
PNW lives to serve the Lunatic Radio.
Uh-huh.
What?
Okay. Just trashed.
Nice.
On a Monday afternoon.
Awesome.
Watching cartoons.
Youth.
That room must have been so Dutched out. Just smoke.
Awesome.
Cannabis, where are you?
Yeah. I want to work in that record store, man. I always wanted to work in a record store. Who doesn't want to work in a record store? Sitting around listening to CDs all day, like showing people that you know much more about music than they do.
Yeah.
And making fun of the kid who comes in wanting like the stupid CD.
So much weed, dude.
Like the kid's like, do you have that song? You know, I want the move it. I want the... And you're like, yeah, no, I don't have that.
Yeah, record store.
You know, just being like completely obnoxious to people who like you feel don't even deserve to buy a CD. Like you come in here asking for a Barry Manilow CD. Get the fuck out of here.
Here's one for the boys down there on their 18-hour bender. Pest weed, dude. Where's my bong, man? Look, it's Tom and Jerry.
I hate Tom and Jerry. Did you always want, like, the, you know, didn't you always want Tom to catch Jerry?
I always thought it was, like, a gay thing going on.
Really?
Cannabis, Bab Sparks.
I want to get high, so high. I want to get high.
Smoking weed on a Monday afternoon, everybody. On your lunaticradio.com dial.
He's going to do a a broadcast from the record store.
They're also working on an intro for the show. They wanted to put together an intro.
Really? Oh, good.
But I think a lot of that bong hit and weed stuff got in the way.
Got in the way. Doesn't it always?
That was a motivation killer.
Dude, what are you gonna do that intro, man?
Yeah. What?
What
the hell are you talking about?
Who?
I'll introduce myself to you, man.
Yeah, huh?
My name's Cannabis, dude.
What?
Look, dude, it's Donald Duck.
He's talking right to me.
He's fucking talking to me.
He's talking to me, man.
This dude is the man.
I can understand him, man. What the fuck?
Donald's talking to me, dude.
Yeah, you know what he said? He said, This reminds me of your brother's Jeep.
It does.
Because this is the only song he ever played. You know what this reminds me of? All right, this reminds me of your brother's Jeep, and this is going to be a very inside comment, but Hutch's Blazer.
No one gets that one.
No one's going to get that, but that's what that reminds me of.
Unbelievable.
That reminds me of me, Julio, Leroy, and Hutch sitting in the Blazer.
Remember in the old days.
Right, about the only time I ever rocked out to Sade.
But hang on a minute. What's that?
Oh, did I get rid of my bong hit sound effect?
Right.
I guess I did. Fucker. That sucks. Yeah, Babs Bar Cannabis, smoking weed all day. Good for them. I like the kids. That's where the kids are going. A lot of weed smoking. Love it. All right, I think it's time to do a break. Right, Ronnie Beans?
I guess.
Do a break.
You're the break guy.
And we'll come back.
Right, what do we got? What do we got left to do?
Christina Aguilera. We're gonna do her on the show today.
Sweet. You ever see her husband? Listen, everybody has a chance. That's all I gotta say.
Right, he's like some normal dude, right?
He's just some guy. And he's not. He's kind of ugly.
All right, we'll take a break. Come back. More LunaticRadio.com show right after this.
Hi, this is Wayne from Cambridge.
Why do you have to be such a wanker?
Because I get off on it. And you're listening to LunaticRadio.com.
Hey, what up, everybody? We have this thing called the MySpace. So if you want to check out the MySpace, go log on to MySpace and check out MySpace. MySpace.com/LunaticRadio. That's MySpace.com/LunaticRadio. Check us out, become our friends, and tell us your whores. Thank you. MySpace.com/LunaticRadio.
The LunaticRadio.com show.
Hey, this is Ted Stryker. The good news is you're listening to LunaticRadio.com.
Criminals and crazy people.
The bad news is Ronnie Beans is taking your sister to the prom.
You're starting to freak me out.
And he's already promised her a happy ending.
LunaticRadio.com.
Come on! Turn up the radio.
Comedy, beer, smut, talk. It's LunaticRadio.com.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yo.
Agush.
What up, everybody?
Why would it be bad news if I took your sister to the prom?
I don't know.
True. She could do a lot worse.
I saw the colossal landscape.
Who is this? Wolf Mother.
Wolf Mother, baby.
What up, everybody? LunaticRadio.com show. Ronnie Beans, Cameron Cannon, studio. Rocket's got the night off. Comedy show to cure autism, everybody. Sunday, November 12th at the Gotham Comedy Club in Manhattan. Gotham Comedy Club is located on 23rd Street between 8th and 9th Avenues. Every dollar goes to autism research, which is good.
Every dollar.
Every dollar. The lineup includes Bill Burr, Ted Alexandro, Pat Dixon, Mark Anthony, Ramirez, and more. Tickets are $50 each, and every single dollar goes to autism research. You can order tickets online at www.cureautismnow.org/cancomedynight. All right. There are only 300 tickets available, so order soon. Rockin' and I will be there on the 12th. The show starts at 7 p.m., and it should be a good time, everybody, at the Gotham Comedy Club, November 12th, 7 p.m. Bill Burr headlining. Should be a good time. stands for a good cause. Autism. Come on.
Yes.
I believe we'll have... I have to call Mark Anthony Ramirez. I was supposed to call him today. I haven't called him yet. I got to call Mark Anthony Ramirez and have him on the program. Funny guy. Saw him at Caroline's a couple months ago. Good guy. And Bill Burr. I mean, can he go wrong with Bill Burr? We're going to try to get Billy back on the program before the event on November 12th. Should be good. All right, everybody. Apparently, Michael Jackson is wearing women's clothing now. You know how Michael Jackson fled the country after his, kitty touching stuff went down. He was like, I can't live in America anymore. I got to go to, like, Bahrain or some shit. Anyway, Michael Jackson's over in Bahrain, and he's living up to his weirdness. He was spotted on the street walking out of a store or something in full-on chick clothing.
Nice.
Like the chick hat. He was wearing freaking pumps. He was wearing the chick jeans. He was wearing a chick, I don't know, whatever they called it. Whatever the chicks wear, and they always ask you, do I look good in this? And you always say no. He was wearing that garb.
You mean like a wrap dress or something?
Yeah. What the fuck is up with Michael Jackson?
Dude, he's nuts, man. That's what's up with him.
He's nuts.
He's out of his mind.
Does this shit go over well in Bahrain?
Who knows? They probably don't even care.
They love that fucking guy over there, don't they?
Who knows? They probably just, who cares? He's probably just not a big deal to them.
Or they love that it.
Yeah. Well, who knows? They don't know what he is. Maybe he's gotten so much surgery now that he is a girl.
He's an ack-ack.
Yeah,
ack-ack. That's what he is.
Well, the guy's, I don't know, he's crazy. He's freaking crazy. And now he's somewhere where he can be crazy and nobody will care. Nobody will even bother. Like, nobody cares. He's just this crazy guy walking down the street.
I knew Michael Jackson was crazy. Obviously, the plastic surgery shit threw me off for a little bit. I was like, hey, this guy ain't fucking got no marbles going on up in the head. But when he did that fucking documentary with that fucking dude, let that guy follow him around for a while.
With the cookies and everything?
The cookies and then went to the house and Michael's talking about, fucking... You know, his childhood experiences.
Having the kids in the bed with him and stuff.
With chicks and how, he was, hanging out with this chick when he was a teenager. And he felt nervous when the girl came on to him. Mm-hmm. I was like, yeah, this guy's a little fucking weird.
Right.
But when he walked up that fucking wishing tree thing.
Yeah.
When he broke out, I just like coming up into this tree and leaving my bad thoughts behind.
The wishing tree.
Yeah.
Have you been up my wishing tree? It's where I come to think and dream. And now I'd like to show you my wishing tree, Gemma, where we can laugh and giggle and scream. Imagination is the key.
I can't get up.
Won't you imagine along with me?
Mr. Jefferson?
We can be spacemen or pirates on the sea.
Or we can dress in drag. You can do that too. What a fucking psycho this guy is. And now he's wearing women's clothing. And you know he's going to spin this off because, people will notice me in public.
Who knows? Dude, the guy's a mess.
How can't we not notice you in public? He's look at you. Mess. Have he's you looked mess. In a fucking mirror?
Why even bother? I'd rather talk about, what's her name?
Christina Aguilera.
Yes.
She's a hot piece of ass that I'd like to bang. I could put her right up there on the fucking charts with Scarlett Johansson. Sexiest woman alive, Scarlett Johansson.
Yes. You think Christina Aguilera's not the sexiest. She's not sexier than Scarlett Johansson.
But she's up on the list.
She's sexy, but
she can play on the same basketball court as her.
Yeah. She's like the sixth man. She's the first one off the bench.
Like in the BCS rankings of hot chicks, she's in the top five. What do you think? Christina Aguilera. What's her ranking?
She's a bench player, but she's up there.
Right now,
she's not in the top five.
In the BCS ranking of hot chicks, Christina Aguilera is coming in at number two. Number two.
Two?
Two. Ouch. Scarlett one, Christina two.
That's a little crazy.
That's what I'm thinking. And she gets even hotter, everybody. Because Christina Aguilera admits that she likes the yellow discipline.
What?
No, she doesn't like getting peed on. But nothing's hotter than a chick who can pee in front of crowds. Apparently, with Christina Aguilera, everybody's been on tour and stuff. You know, she goes backstage, she's got to take a leak. But there's no bathroom around.
Right.
She can't just run off stage and find a bathroom and take a dump or, you know, take a leak.
Oh.
It's not always that bathroom available for her. And she's got to get back on stage to do the dancing and singing.
That's right. She's only like 5 foot tall, you know that?
She's tiny. Yeah, right. So there has been instances where she has peed in buckets in front of people.
Awesome.
Bravo to you, Miss Christina Aguilera, for whipping out the chachi in front of all the dudes. You know those dudes backstage, those bouncer guys and security dudes are going, hey, look, it's fucking Christina Aguilera peeing in a bucket.
Yeah, dude, check it out. Get your camera.
Look, she's peeing in a speckle bucket. I love it.
Now who's got to clean that up?
You know some of those sick bastards probably went home and fucking sold that on eBay. I got Christina Aguilera urine. Who wants it?
Yeah, who wants no Christina Aguilera?
She also says that she's very comfortable with her naked body.
Okay.
And there's probably even some videos of me peeing. I love you.
Dude, that is not a turn on in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah, but I'm digging that she's not afraid to do it.
No, I understand, but I'm saying watching a girl pee is not cool.
No stage fright for Christina Aguilera. You know how, like, you'll get in the bathroom and you're in the fucking urinal taking a leak and some dude starts talking and it crawls back up?
Hate that.
Don't talk. Can't fucking concentrate, can't take a leak? Not Christina Aguilera. If she had a dick, she'd be swinging it on stage. But I can pee everywhere. I got hundreds of thousands of people in this crowd. I'm going to pee right here on stage. Yeah. She can do it.
Her mother must be very proud.
But considering she has a vagina, she's got to at least do it in a bucket.
Give me a bucket. I got to pee.
Give me a bucket. Ooh, bass. Yeah, break it down. Yeah. Christina Aguilera, peas. I love it. You know she's into that fucking, yeah. I bet you she is with her husband back in the old fucking mansion in Hollywood.
Yeah.
She's like, you know what? I'm going to pee on you. What do you think?
Yeah.
Ain't no other man but you.
Yeah, the guy's got, yeah, she's got all the money. So she's like, if I want to take a leak on you, you're just going to have to take it because I'm the one who's got all the cash.
Right. And the husband's like, all right, yeah, fuck it.
Whatever. He's only like 2 inches taller than her anyway.
Do you think Christina Aguilera, now that she's got this fetish for buckets, doesn't have bathrooms in her mansion, just has buckets lying around the house?
Yeah, oh, that's so gross.
In the living room, just a bunch of buckets all over the place.
Gross, 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 gross.
Full of urine. Christina Aguilera urine. It probably smells like fucking perfume. That's what I'm thinking, Ronnie Beats.
I don't think that's true.
It's got to smell like flowers. It can't smell different.
Mm.
It's not different. It can't smell bad. I had a brain fart right there. It can't smell bad.
Whatever. I bet you it does.
It ain't smelling like tacos.
No, it's not. It's just, dude, it's urine. It's going to smell like urine.
You ever smell like warm urine? It smells like tacos to me.
No.
Anybody?
No. Never smelled warm urine.
You know what's the worst when you're a dude and you take a leak and not all the pee comes out and you get that stinging sensation?
Yes.
And it doesn't go away?
No. Do you know I get goosebumps after I finish peeing? Like I get the shivers? So what'll happen is, right?
You'll pee and get shivers?
Yeah, I'll take a leak, right? And I'll be done. And about 30 seconds to a minute after I'm done, I'll get the shakes. Where I'll just go...
Yeah.
And then people look at me like I'm crazy.
God damn, it was a good leak.
Yeah, well, because they won't know that I just went to the bathroom.
Uh-huh.
And what'll happen is I'll come out of the bathroom and it'll be like a minute after I'm done.
Uh-huh.
So like I'm done, I wash my hands, whatever, walk out of the bathroom,
uh-huh.
Right, go over to talk to whoever I was talking to, and in the middle of talking to them, I'll go, yeah. And they're like, what the fuck was that?
You just took a leak.
Yeah, well, no, they don't know what it is. And I'm like, dude, it's, I don't know, whenever I go to the bathroom, afterwards I get like the shivers.
Uh-huh. All right.
something to do with, you know what it is? It's something to do with lowering your blood pressure, blood pressure or something. My friend who's a doctor explained it to me. It's like when you pee, somehow when you're holding your pee in, your blood pressure goes up and then it goes down and you get like the shivers on it.
You get the cold sweats.
No, it's not sweats. It's just like the shakes in a way. I don't know.
I got you. I'm following with you.
Right. Next time I'll show you.
Nothing pisses me off when I take a leak and I got that fucking stinging sensation at the end of my
Nothing. You know. Nothing's worse than taking a leak and having to cut it off midstream. That hurts like a bitch. Because
that's when you get that.
Oh man,
it's like not all the pee comes out, and you're like, ah, what the fuck?
You ever, or when you got to pee really bad, and you get there, and there's so many guys in the bathroom, you can't go. And, like, you let it go and nothing comes out because you got the stage fright.
Ah, dude.
And it's like, nope, not coming out. And you're like, but I got to go to the bathroom. And you end up, like, pushing it out. And you think you're gonna, your bladders are going to come flying out of your penis.
I love Christina Aguilera.
Christina Aguilera.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah, I just love her. Yeah, so Michael Jackson wearing women's clothing and Christina Aguilera peeing in buckets. Love it. Great news this week. Great news by everybody. By the way, there's a new game show that I love, and I'm not a game show guy, but I love this fucking game show. I believe it's on NBC. Not really sure.
Yes, NBC.
Fucking hosted by Bob Saget.
That's right. He said shiggles. Did you hear that?
No.
Instead of shits and giggles, he's like, let's do it just for shiggles.
The name of the show is 1 in 100.
One versus 100.
One versus 100?
Yes.
And they have like 100 people in this fucking, like, in this crowd, just 100 people.
Right.
And then they bring one guy up on stage.
Yes.
And they ask the crowd, the mob, they call them.
Right.
They ask the mob a question, and they ask
the dude.
Same question of the right. contestant.
And you keep going until you get it wrong.
And you have to beat, you have to eliminate all
right.
100 people
dollars.
Of the mob. Yeah.
Exactly.
Fucking unbelievable show.
Yes.
I don't like game shows, but I love that show. I couldn't stop watching
it. Did you watch? You watched the first show, right?
Yeah, I watched the first
show. Now, the guy wanted the money so he could get an engagement ring and a nice wedding for his girlfriend.
The bartender guy.
The bouncer.
The bouncer. Bouncer, yeah.
Right. I would love to see the guy who comes up there and they're like, what are you going to do with the money? And he's like, I'm going to get an ounce of Coke, like a couple of strippers, and I'm going to Vegas with the money. That's what I'm doing. Mm. I would love that. I would love to see that.
Right.
Everybody else is always so damn altruistic about it.
Some fucking.
And I'm putting my kid through college, and I'm saving up for a leg for my grandfather, something like that.
Fuck
or
that.
You know, my aunt needs a kidney or something. No, I want to see the guy who comes up there and says, "I'm gonna take four of my boys. We're going to Vegas, and we're gonna spend it all on drugs and strippers."
Yeah.
And I'd be like, "All right, I'll root for him. Let's go. All right."
They're not too good for network
root,
TV.
Root.
Barrett said NBC. Probably not a good answer.
Ah, but still.
Hmm. Yeah, I know. I know what you mean, dude.
Right, I'd root for that guy.
You know that fucking bouncer guy, you know, made up that fucking shit about the ring thing, and he's fucking going to blow it in Vegas.
No, I don't know, but he was like, I want my girlfriend's ring.
It's a great show, though. I mean, they get the mob,
mm-hmm.
which is the 100 people, is comprised of all walks of life.
Right. I like the one question about the UN Secretary General. Kofi Bobofi.
But what was great about the mob is that they threw ringers in there.
Yes, they did. That dude from they was like
the
teachers
guy,
and the dude from Jeopardy was in there.
The guy that won this 74 consecutive times on Jeopardy was one of the people.
Right. He didn't get a question wrong all night.
That fucking bouncer ain't
he's not beating
that
him.
Motherfucker.
He's not beating him.
So to win the how much money can they win?
$1 million.
$1 million. To win that $1 million, you gotta beat the guy from Jeopardy.
Yeah, not happening.
That sucks.
That guy knows everything.
And they also bring in, like, fucking models.
Yeah.
Like, they had...
They had the Deal or No Deal girls. But one of them was pretty smart. She was in there the whole time. Two, not so smart.
Yeah, 1 in 100. Or 1 versus 100. Good fucking show. I also was watching The Carters, or House of Carters.
Yeah, I'm not
Nick Carter and Aaron Carter.
I'm not watching that show.
You know they have fucking sisters? I didn't know that.
I'm not watching that show.
A bunch of retards. It's a good show, though. Apparently, their parents are psycho.
Oh, sweet.
That's all I got out of that show. And I think Aaron Carter's gay, but he just hasn't come out of the closet yet.
Nice. Not watching that show.
By the way, we have the bar night coming up, and we still haven't decided on a bar yet. So keep it locked to the message board and the lunaticradio.com
show. What happened to the guy's bar, the friend of the cousin's brother's roommate?
I lost the number. Pretty much. You want to go behind the show, everybody? I lost the number to the guy I was supposed to call about the bar night.
Way to go. Well, why don't you just call C-Dizzle?
I don't think I have his number either.
Well, how'd you get in touch with him the first time?
Email.
Well, email him back.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll get that figured
out. It's like 17 days from now, so it's not like, not like you need it tonight.
Yeah, I'll have the bar night situation. If you're a listener and you live in the metropolitan New York area and you can go to the bar night, which will be at a bar in Manhattan, Keep it locked to the lunaticradio.com message board. I'll have this deal figured out. We'll have a bar. We'll have a location figured out for the November 3rd bar night. All right? And it'll probably be like 9 o'clock we're going to show up at the bar? Nine-ish?
I will be... I don't know. I'll get there when I get there.
Yeah, all right. I'll probably be there around 9. All right. What should we do? I got to do a break because I'm running out of time.
Right. Then we'll go to drunk calls.
We'll do the drunk calls and we'll wrap up the show. All right. One more break, everybody. We'll be back more LunaticRadio.com show right after this.
Yo, this is Rocket from Lunatic Radio. Listen to the show or die. Biatch!
Hey, everybody. We have this thing called the, what is it, the message board? All right, the message board. So log on to lunaticradio.com, click on the message board, and join the message board because it's a fun place to go when we don't have a show on live. So log on to the lunaticradio.com home site and check out the message board, the lunaticradio.com message board. It's a fun place for people to share stuff and porno and talk about the show and take shits and stuff. It's fun. So log on to the message board, everybody, located on the lunaticradio.com home site. Have fun, okay?
LunaticRadio.com, the official internet radio station of porn theater cleanup crews everywhere.
You're listening to Lunatic Radio.
Yo, what's up, dipshit? It's fucking Fat Kev saying you guys fucking suck.
Now back to the show.
Go!
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Dog will hunt.
And damn will. What up, everybody? LunaticRadio.com show. Ronnie Beans, Kieran in studio.
Yo.
Kicking ass and taking names. Corey Lytle. Died in a plane crash over the week, too. Reliever for the New York Yankees. Oh, was he a starting pitcher?
Yeah, he's a starter.
Any comments, Ronnie Beans? You're a big Yankee fan. I'm a big Yankee fan.
Yeah, thank God it wasn't Mo Rivera.
Exactly.
That's all I got to say.
Tell the people about our discussion right when we heard the news.
No. But, all right. Kieran called me up, and I knew there was a plane. Everybody knew there was a plane crash in Manhattan, right? Kieran called me up to let me know it was Corey Lytle, and what proceeded was the worst conversation ever in probably the history of mankind.
Because at that point, at that time, I heard that there was another person in the plane, but we didn't know who it was.
Right.
And I uttered the name, I hope it was Jared Wright.
We just basically, it was the worst conversation. And even Kieran at one point in time said, God, I hope nobody heard this. Because it was the most rudest, like, heartless, like, just the worst, like, insensitive conversation ever. Because we both basically described who we would have liked to be in the plane and right. Who we hoped wasn't in the plane. And I believe when
Scott Proctor's fucking name came out.
And I believe the words, at least it wasn't somebody important.
Yeah, I believe
was uttered at some point.
I believe Ron said, well, let's just hope it's not Mo. Let's hope it's not Mo Rivera.
Yeah. Because if, like, any New York pitcher's going to die.
And we kept on asking, well, who was he friends with? Who was he friends with on the team? Yeah. He wasn't friends with Jeter, was he?
Like, it was just terrible. We were just, it was completely, you know, let's just hope that somebody, you know, one of the big Yankees or something.
Honestly, though, like 2 days before, like when he was pitching in the playoffs, did you even give Corey Lytle a second thought?
No, I even forgot he played for the Yankees.
I really didn't even know he played. And I watched the team every day.
I know. I was like, eh. When they were like New York Yankees pitcher, I was like, oh my God. And they were like Corey Lytle. I was like, oh, okay.
It was terrible. I felt bad.
Listen, apologies and, you know, our thoughts and prayers go out to the Lytle family.
Somebody.
Sorry for their loss.
Yeah.
But
no, it's a horrible story.
That's right.
But somebody told me this line this weekend. Somebody uttered this to me. They said, yeah, this is George Steinbrenner's way of cutting payroll.
Oh, that's terrible. Huh. That is awful. But it really was a horrible conversation, and I'm like completely ashamed to even have it.
Somebody also said Corey Lytle's got to work on his control.
Oh, that's bad.
It's funny stuff.
Just a bit outside.
All the jokes are coming up. Tried the corner and missed. Post-game show is brought to you by...
Yeah.
Whoops.
Where's the parachute? Oh, hell, I can't find it.
The hell with it.
That's terrible. It's terrible. Going to hell.
Yes, we are very.
Oh, cool. You want to hear? You want to hear a good like going to hell story?
Uh huh.
Guess who knocked on my door this morning?
Jehovah Witnesses.
Jehovah Witnesses.
They've been going around, man.
Now, obviously, I didn't answer the door, but because there's construction going on at our house, in my house at this point in time, I happen to be. You have to like. Because everybody knows about the shower and everything going in, but there's other stuff going on.
Ron's
going
to steam shower.
Yes, which is going to be up and running by the end of the week, and the invitations are going out sometime next week. So, anyway.
Shower party. Go ahead.
That's right. So, I happen to be in the garage, right? Because now you have to go out to the garage to get to the bathroom because we have to use the other bathroom. So, anyway, here comes the Jehovah Witnesses, right? And like, I have zero tolerance for Jehovah Witnesses or anybody who tries to push their religion upon me.
Yeah, which is...
Somebody's calling.
Hello, who's this?
This is Bad Spark again.
Oh, man, you better have...
Oh, man, you know what? Fucking Jehovah Witnesses are the fucking stupidest motherfucker. But you know what? I'm like, you know what? You know what? I'm like, you know, I'm ready to convert to be a fucking Jew. You know what? I mean, at least the Jews get 7 days of fucking gift giving or 8 days, however many fucking candles. But fucking, yeah, fuck the Mormons, fuck all them guys, man. You know, the only thing the Mormons got going for them is that fucking they get, like, multiple wives and shit. But I can move to Saudi Arabia and fucking get multiple wives, you know? You know, I mean, I'm fucking like practically got a harem going here, you know, between me and all my fucking homies in the PNW. We got the fucking bitches, man. They're all over. They fucking are like fucking like really good at giving, at taking commands, you know?
So you got the, we got the bitches religion.
So can you get Kieran laid?
Can I get Karen laid? Fuck yeah, I can get Karen laid.
You, up, man.
You guys need to come to the PNW and fucking broadcast. I got the bandwidth. I got the fucking wireless. Fucking, we can do it from fucking just about anywhere here.
Let's do it from your boy's record store.
No.
That's one of our plans. Fucking, he's talking about opening around the beginning of November, like November 3rd.
Right.
My birthday is November 13th. Fucking, Cannabis's birthday is November 14th. And so that's pretty much what we're looking at is for dates for opening his record store. And we want to fucking do a show. I mean, Cannabis is fucking itching me. He's been like fucking saying, you guys need to fucking do a 420 show. And I was like, man, does that fall on a Monday? Do we need to bitch and complain and say, hey, a 420 show would be a fucking good show? Or, you know, a Cinco de Mayo show? And you can't do one without the other. So, I mean, the November 13th show fucking sounds really good for the time being. How can we go wrong?
I can pretty much tell you that the November show is not going to happen. Like, you know,
there's a lot of cloud cover in that room they're in right now.
Yeah,
that's what I'm thinking.
It doesn't matter though. Even if we have to do it over the internet, we got the webcams, and every day fucking our webcam numbers growing. Fucking, we're just trying to fucking do the fucking PNW for the LR.
Word up.
LR is the shit.
There you go.
What were we talking about?
I don't know.
You know what? But I fucking got to give a shout out to fucking Stalker Connie right now because fucking that fucking woman fucking told me this shit was going to be like a drug. And besides the fucking Pabst Blue Ribbon in the bush, fucking yeah.
You need to eliminate a drug.
Yeah. You want to be able to count the number of drugs on one hand?
Yes.
I can't count them on one hand anymore. Fucking, you know, it just fucking keeps adding up.
Well, you got to cut some of them out. Down to five.
Down to five. Okay. Wait a minute. Let's count. Yeah, me and Cannabis say it's definitely within five.
All right, that's cool. If it's more than five, it's bad.
All right,
yeah,
fellas.
Because yeah. After that, you can't keep track anymore.
No, and opiates don't count as one.
Opiates don't count as fucking what?
No, opiates do not count as one.
Oh, opiates don't count as one.
No, they count.
That's not fair, though. We should be able to count all the opiates into one category.
No. That's not how it works. They're separate.
It's separate. Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
You know. Okay. I guess we'll take that as a flat out LR rule.
Yes.
But a designer drugs they don't matter, right?
Oh yeah. Designer drugs. Oh man.
We love you guys.
All right,
we fucking
thanks.
Call in all the time just because fucking we love to fucking bullshit with you guys, fucking give you guys fucking shit. Love it when you guys dish it back, fucking because the kitchen's fucking hot and fucking we ain't going nowhere.
Open a window.
Open a window. Open a window.
All right,
open
man.
Open a window. Call the fire department. No, that's all right. Anyways.
All right, dude.
Love you, Cannon. Love you, fucking Rocket, even though he's missing in action tonight.
That's
fucking
right.
Beans.
Yo!
Fucking Beans. Fucking Beans.
Ronnie Beans. Fucking Beans.
Give us a one Ronnie Beans and we'll hang up on you.
Yeah.
All right, go.
What? One Ronnie Beans lines?
Yeah, go ahead. Just one say Ronnie Beans.
Okay, we're going to go for the fucking baked beans.
Yeah, you got to go with what we next to.
And the refried beans.
I didn't even understand it.
And definitely fucking... the Ronnie motherfucking baked fucking fried beans.
All right.
Word
there you
up.
Go.
All right, dudes.
Good luck creating those marijuana weather patterns.
Oh, we got mountains to climb, but we're fucking kicking ass and taking names.
Word up.
All right.
Guys,
later on.
You guys.
Load it.
You guys smoked enough fucking weed for Maryland.
It's in Maryland?
Yeah. Aren't they in Ocean City?
Right. It's Pacific Northwest, right? Yeah,
whatever. They're somewhere. Wherever they are, there's a cloud of marijuana smoke. All right, let's do the fucking drunk calls. Christ almighty. This is Wicked... Oh, no, Wasted Jason. Here we go.
Hell yeah. This is Wasted Jason, Vancouver. I got a big fucking request. Cause I'm trying to, like, register on the site, but you guys need a drunk registration button. 10, maybe 12 Coors Light and 2 Ecstasy down the hatch. It's way too difficult fill in all the information. Drunk registration. Think about it.
Who the fuck is that guy? He's got problems.
Wow.
You're a good guy, though. From Vancouver.
Yeah, wait till maybe register in the morning.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, sleep it off.
Yeah.
Sleep off that fucking internet registration.
Yeah. Because you're never going to remember your password.
No. Not when you're hammered.
Unless it's like password.
This is any drunk. What would
you change? Would you make it easier? How do you make it easier?
A username and password.
My username is drunk bitch.
I can't click. Double clicking.
I mean, obviously he wasn't. I mean, he wasn't bombed enough to not be able to work the telephone.
True.
So I would think if you could work the telephone, you can register.
He could probably double click too.
Yeah. Go ahead.
NorCal James.
Hey, NorCal James. And NorCal Jeff. He's right here. And we're in fucking San Francisco, and guess who likes fucking hearing words? Walking around. Drunk as shit. Just walking. My fucking
guys, always walking
fucking
around.
Pushed out on us. We went out with a bunch of fucking girls and a bunch of guys, and he saw his ex-girlfriend. He fucking ditched us, and now we're fucking stuck in the middle of fucking San Francisco. Go pissing that out, dude. I'm on the lookout for NorCal Jeff right now. We're in the middle of fucking nowhere. We're like 4 fucking hours from any fucking public transportation.
This kid always calls. Always calls, and he's walking in the middle of nowhere.
Yowza.
Who does he meet? Like, does he just meet people and tell him to drive him places and drop him off?
I don't know, man.
He's always lost. He could put like a fucking dog collar on that kid. His name
like
and
a,
fucking
like
address.
A zapper or something?
Something.
Name and address.
Around with a fucking duffel bag full of beer and not get stopped by homeless people and fucking cops and shit. Oh boy. Anyway. I don't know what the fuck time it is there. It's 3 in the morning here in San Francisco.
and I'm fucking pissed off. And I've been listening. I haven't called in a while, but I've been listening. And I don't know. I'm fucking angry.
This isn't going to go good.
Anyway, I'll probably call you guys later. Or not. I don't give a fuck. Fuck you guys. Fuck this radio. Fuck this city. I'm moving out to New York. Fuck you guys. I'm taking your job.
All right.
I'm coming for you. I'm fucking coming for you, bitches.
NorCal James, everybody lost in California somewhere.
Okay.
Way to go. He's still a kid. Always fucking lost. Pam B, everybody. Drunk call hotline.
And the tone is wrong. What's up? LunaticRadio.com. You know who this is. It's me and my pal, Nikki fucking Walsh. Miss Nikki Walsh. That's not really her name. I'm only joking. We love you guys. I'm out representing you. I'm selling your ass all night with my new t-shirt I made up. I'm promoting you to everybody. And we're two lunatics, and we're fucking playing it up. We're playing it up all night. We're using it to our advantage, and we love it. We fucking love you guys. She's not, but I'm making her into one. And see what? I'm converting her. She loves it. She loves it. Hold on, wait. She's taking a picture of me. Ready? I'm gonna post. Show the lunaticradio.com. Hold on, wait. Show it. Oh, it's on my movie show. Show it. We got it. Okay. Snap. It's a snap. It's a wrap. Good night, boys.
Wow. It's always good to know when you wake up. Like if you're me, Ronnie Beans, or Rock, and you're waking up, and you know that there's a chick out there wearing the name of your radio show on
promoting.
A t-shirt.
Promoting.
Yeah. And getting pictures taken. I want pictures. Damn it. Pam B. Yum. All right. Here's another one.
Print customer 58175. I sent you a text to landline message.
Text to landline message, everybody.
Wow.
This is going to be an automated voice, I'm assuming.
I'm so totally living like a rock star. Got chicks ready to jump onto the shit. I am down with the rest. Goodbye and thank you for using text to landline.
That was kind of inventive.
Wow.
Totally living like a rock star.
All right.
I got mad chicks on my shit.
Okay.
I didn't know you could get an automated voice instead of shit.
There you go. That's something to grow cool. on. You learn something every day.
I'm going
to
be fucking having phone sex with that motherfucker.
Don't you? Like,
what do you got to do? Call yourself?
I have no idea. I don't know how that works.
I'm going to call and say, Kieran has a huge cock. Kieran
and then
has
you pretend like it's
cock.
Somebody else calling.
Right. Right. You can work it out.
Dude, check who's calling me. A robot.
Stick it in my ass. I'm going to have fun with that fucking thing. How do I work that out? Pam B's got to send me an email. Tell me how to work that thing. I want to do it. Sizzling Sarah, everybody.
What up, it's Sizzling Sarah. I'm on the strip club, y'all. Drink a corn wine with that kid. Whatever. Talk shit going on. I love you guys. Wish you right here. Bye.
Shortest drunk call in history.
Wow. She got a lot in on that short drunk
call. Sour drunk strip club fat Kev. See
you
later.
You know what? She like hit all the big points, you know? She told us where she was, strip club, who she was, Sizzling Sarah. Yelled, throw in a fat Kev, Lunatic Radio, goodbye. There you go. She had all the points. left out all the superfluous words.
Quick and to the point. Sizzling right. Sarah at a strip club having fun.
Right.
I dig chicks that go to strip clubs. Mm-hmm. Maybe she's a stripper. Anybody know anything about that?
No. I don't know anything about that.
I don't know anything about that.
Did you date a stripper?
Did I?
Would you?
Depending on how hot she was. She looks like those Duke chicks.
But if you knew she was a stripper beforehand, would you date her? Would you get jealous after a while?
Yeah, a little jealousy. It depends on, I don't know about now. I'm fucking older now. Definitely when I was younger, no way. Because I'd be too jealous.
Hmm. I don't know.
My chick, one of my chicks was a fucking, my chick, was a shot girl.
Mm-hmm.
Shot girl at a bar.
Which one?
The girl I dated for
not
a while.
Not which girl, which bar?
Oh, which bar? I don't know, some joint out in East End of Long Island.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't think it exists anymore. But, yeah, I had to go to the bar pretty much every time she worked.
You can't do that.
And it freaked me out. She was looking good, too, and this fucking old guy's hitting on her.
You can't do that.
You can't do that. I know.
Listen, if your girlfriend's a stripper, you can't go there while she's stripping. If your girlfriend's a shot girl, you can't go to the bar that she's a shot girl at.
I know. Well,
if your girlfriend's a bartender, you can't go to the place where she bartends.
I learned that afterwards.
Yeah, you absolutely. Yeah, you can't do that. It's impossible.
Fucking hot girlfriends.
You might as well. You if that's it,
feeding drunk dudes. You might phallic looking things.
Right. You might as well watch. You can't do that. It's impossible. You could be the most non jealous guy in the world. You cannot do that. And if anything, you're going to hurt her tips, and you're going to cause problems in the relationship.
Mm.
You have to separate that shit constantly.
Phoenix Titan Blaze, everybody.
Hey, Karen, it's Phoenix Titan Blaze from the forums. Oh, yeah. And,
a
Robbie
car accident?
And,
honestly, what the fuck was that? Hey, it's Phoenix Titan Blaze.
Yeah, crash.
Yeah. Fucking car hit him.
Your boy.
Yeah. Okay, well, hey, Carlos, what's up? Yeah, that was my dog barking. So, anyway. I had a pretty lame weekend, though. I got kicked out of a corn maze because one of the kids I was with threw kernels at the guy on, like, the bridge that you cross when you're done. Which is kind of ridiculous. But at the end, I'm like, okay, we need to get back at, like, the youth director for getting all mad at us and everything. And then I was whispering it to the kid who actually had thrown the kernels and everything. And I think you guys will like this. The kid just goes with the most perfect timing. He just says, well, why, whatever happened to teabagging people? Which was absolutely fucking hilarious, and it was definitely a Rory Carf moment, so, yeah, that story sucked, but, yeah. I think you should play that You Take Forever to Say Nothing clip during that, because that story sucked.
Can Ronnie Beans find it?
You take forever to say nothing.
Good job, Ron.
You suck!
Exactly.
I love Dirk Nowitzki, but I would not fuck bitches in the ass.
Shut the hell up! Shut up and get to the point!
There was no point in that one. He was at a fucking corn maze and he ended up throwing kernels.
Do we know if Rory is still married?
Rory?
Yes.
Yes, I spoke to him. He is still married.
So everything's cool at the Karp household?
Yes, Rory had problems last week on last week's show.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to do a wacky thing with his wife, and his wife found out. Not good. But Rory was in a doghouse for a while.
But he's okay now.
Yeah, he's good now.
Okay. Yeah. Good, good. I don't want to be involved in any marriage that goes to the show.
No, I talked to him, make sure everything was all right.
All right, cool.
Yeah. He was supposed to come back on the show this week. I forgot about that.
That's all right.
Damn it. I got to call him. Ray Ray.
What the fuck's up, bitches? Ray. From Richmond. This is called to let you guys know that I am no longer black. I just got my black card revoked. I don't even know what to say. I was gonna eat 100 chicken wings from Hooters. I was relying on my blackness to pull me through, cause you know, chicken, obviously. But I'm a failure. It's a no-go. Only got the 38. No. The Ray, black, ?
Dude, that guy, it's the best. He's got the best drunk calls.
Absolutely.
Those are the best drunk calls,
absolutely.
That guy.
Absolutely.
Man.
Absolutely.
Because it's something different every week.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Funny guy. He's just a funny guy.
Good for him.
I didn't know black thing was like a union.
Yeah, really?
How can I get in there?
I don't know. No, I mean, like, I didn't know they could, like, tell you, you know. I didn't know they could revoke it on you.
I'll wear some Kango.
Like, what that? Wow. What's that all about?
Here's another Ray Ray.
Yo, what the fuck is up? Fucking Ray Ray, Richmond, fucking hammered. It's fucking 6 o'clock. Fucking 8 Coors Lights in the bag.
he's already picked up on it.
That's right.
He's doing the drunk Coors Light countdown or count up.
Fat Kev did one for you because you know what? Fat Kev fucking shit. Coors Light fucking shit. Letting you guys know what to do while the crazy nights. Setting the night up. But, you know, I'll probably call you about 3 or 4 more times, you know, maybe, Maybe I'll be hooking up tonight. You never know. Might let the phone go on while I'm getting me some action. Anywho, Ronda Bing, love you, bro. I like to reiterate that. The love for the beans. You know, all things aside, you know what I like? I like the random movie lines you cats add to. That's like my favorite part. Because you guys say funny shit that I forgot about. There is another one. Hey, walk like a dog. A big dog. On 1 foot.
Bark like a dog, a big dog.
Right.
Coming to America.
Yes!
Yeah!
There you go.
The royal penis is massaged.
Jared, you got the best fucking Eddie Murphy impression that I've ever heard from white man.
Yeah.
Awesome. I love it. You keep getting laid. You know, fucking shit. All right. Vox. Vox, So, all this Loki stuff you were talking about goes down smooth like candy. You know what else goes down smooth like candy? Me. Oh, yeah. Peace out, I love you. Con Wellen, you're the shit.
I don't know if calling a chick the shit is a good thing.
You're the shit.
You're the shit.
Joe Louis was 175 years old. Taste the soup. That boy good.
Oh, he's good. He's good.
Yeah, good and terrible.
Oh, man.
You may remember him as Joe the Policeman from the What's Going Down episode of That's My Mama. Randy Watson.
Sexual chocolate. Sexual chocolate.
That boy good. He good and he terrible.
Good. He good. Randy Watson. Got you so low.
I watched the Packers of Green Bay beat the Giants of New York by kicking an oblong ball through a big H. Son, lay off the drugs.
Yeah. Oh, man. Hakeem.
How about when the store gets robbed and the dude with the soul glow is like, yo, I would have helped you, but, you know, I had a cup of coffee in my hand.
And he throws the fucking milkshake. Throws the fucking... What does he call him? He calls him something. He's like, hey, take care of this book.
Yeah, and he throws the milkshake at him.
Yeah.
In the face!
In the face! What's happening? It's only halftime. It's my favorite part of the game. Yeah. What a great movie.
What kind of food do you like? Whatever food you like. Bark like a dog. A big dog.
What a great movie, Coming to America. That's when Eddie Murphy was good.
Yeah, how about like when they do the apartment and he's like, we this apartment's too nice, we need the other one. And the landlord's like, yeah, you can have mine. It's a real piece of shit.
It's a real shithole.
Yeah.
All you'll fucked
like
up.
It. Yeah, you'll like it.
Oh, my God. Ray Ray, here we go.
Yo, what the fuck is up? It's fucking Ray from Richmond. I catch, it's fucking crazy. I'm fucking 16 Coors Lights in the bag, 2 shots of tequila, 1 Seattle 151, fucking wasted, son. Fucking helicopter man zizzing me every time I close my eyes. Everything is fucking spinning.
The helicopter man's visiting me every time I close my
good,
eyes.
That's pretty good, man. I never heard that before.
That is a great line.
Never heard that before.
I'm stealing that one.
Crazy. Yo, so like, what's up? Sorry, I got Tourette's and shit. So, fucking Hammett, let you know what fucking happened tonight. I fucking we was gonna hook up with this chick. We were making out. She was doing some good stuff. She said she wants this pussy. And I said, can I pee on you? And she wasn't down with that. So, fuck it. It's cool. I'm home now. Fucking drank on myself. Fuck. You're the fucking shit. Fuck out. You're the fucking shit. Con woman. Fucking love you. Tish. Hey, Tish. Yeah, you know what time it is. Flavor Flav. I'm out.
Oh, my God. I'm gonna pee on her. She wasn't down with it, so now I'm home.
Wow.
A lot of peeing talk tonight.
Yeah, really. Imagine that. He's like, dude, I'm gonna pee on you. She's like, nah.
I ain't down with that.
Imagine if you did that as a joke and she was like, yeah, okay.
He'd be calling Drunk Old Hotline. Go check this out.
You're like, no, I was just kidding.
Scotsman, all the way from Scotland.
This is Scotsman. I was drinking the Coors Light and homage to Fat Kev. What are you gonna do? Start calling and say, you know, Ronnie Bean.
Coors Light.
Yeah, Fat Kev. What are you gonna do?
Does he even have Coors Light over there?
Who knows? I would just think the amount of good beer you can get from there, like to drink Coors Light's kind of a mess.
That you know cool.
Which, like, dude, like, UK is like tons of really, really good beer. And to have to drink Coors Light, that's...
Coors. It's not Coors Light. It's Coors right. Light.
That is akin to coming here to New York and eating, you know, Domino's. There's so many good pizza places. Why would you eat Domino's? Anyway, go ahead.
Some dude...
Hey, what's up? Karen, Rocket, Ronnie Beans. I just had to give you guys a call. I'm drunk and I'm taking a piss in a phone booth.
Karen,
I just wanted to let you know. Love you guys. Awesome show tonight. Fucking rock on. Lunatic Radio will live for fucking ever. Ronnie Beans. Ronnie Beans. Ronnie motherfucking Beans.
Word. Can't stop the bum rush, ladies and gentlemen.
Honestly, can't get rid of the Ronnie Beans.
Can't stop the bum rush.
Trying to get rid of it, cannot.
Never.
People on the lunaticradio.com message board were giving me tactics on how to stop the Ronnie Beans thing. And they're saying if anybody calls and ever says the name Ronnie Beans, you do not play it.
No, that's not true. You gotta play it.
That's what they're saying.
Nope.
I'm just reporting.
Can't stop the bum rush. The people want it.
Yeah, well, that's our listeners right there, peeing in a phone booth.
Yeah.
That's the demographic we're going
after. Where the hell would you find a phone booth these days, anyway?
Right. Fucking Superman. All right, some dude, again. Or this might be a different dude, or it's the same dude. I don't know.
Hey, is this my friend topmom.com? Dude, I totally want to sign my mom up. Not that I'm, like, perverted or nothing, dude. I don't want to fuck my mom or nothing. But, dude, my mom is totally hot, dude. If you guys put her on your site, dude, you guys are going to fucking just get fucking bang hits right all over the fucking place, all over the fucking world, dude. My mom's got tits that fucking will just take your fucking eye out, dude. I'm talking, like, 36 fucking triple fucking X, you know? I mean... Yeah, dude, I don't even want to know what's down serious, dude, but whatever it is, dude, I guarantee it's banging, dude, because there are guys lining up right around the block, man. I mean, dude, I love my mom, dude, but, my, you know, everybody's good at something. What can I say? All right. Lunatic Radio, what the fuck? Peace out.
That dude was totally pimping on his mother. My mom's hot, you want to bang her?
It's kind of bizarre. Maybe it's a stepmom or something. I don't know.
Like I said, there. That's our listening base.
Those are our listeners.
Those are our listeners. All right. You're animals. You guys are animals. I'm scared of you.
Taking it to another level.
Yeah. White disaster.
What up, motherfuckers? This is the fucking white disaster. Yeet. I'm fucking drunk as shit. Hey, you guys said to do those little sex terms. I got a new one for you. It's called the angry dolphin. It's when you're boning your fucking girl and you try to stick her in the butt and she goes, that's all I got, dude. Later.
All right. Ack, ack. Ack, ack. Ack, ack. Ack, 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 ack.
I got the Mars Attacks. I gave my chick the Mars Attacks.
The Angry Dolphin.
Ack, ack.
Why would you want to do, like, if there's one thing you learn about anal sex, it's never a good surprise.
No.
Because you never know what she had for dinner.
It's never delightful.
No.
Anal sex and the word delightful
don't
go together.
You have to prepare for anal sex.
Yes. The chick can't eat for like a day. She's got to get an enema.
No, it helps.
Got to lube that shit up. No dick is supposed to go in no ass. That's what I'm saying.
All right.
Not going to happen. Whatever. Whatever you got to do, right? You got to bang it out.
The drunk calls continue.
No, actually, they're done.
That's it?
Oh, wait. We have one more from... this is Nasty Nikki. Maybe not. Hey. I thought there was a Nasty Nikki. Oh, no. Here it is.
Oh, this is Nasty Nikki and my friend, Shelly. That's Shelly's way of saying hello, motherfuckers. She's getting ready to go on stage and sing some drunk songs. She's being paid, as you can hear. We just wanted to say Ronnie motherfucking B made us do this. He put some roofies in our drinks and made us get naked. And Shelly is now singing topless, just like I like it. Anyway, Nasty Nikki, peace out.
Do you want to come on my face? Do you want to come on my fucking face? Oh, my fucking whore.
Did you hit the wrong button?
Yeah, I totally hit the wrong button.
I saw the look on your face.
I was supposed to hit this one.
I saw the look on your face when you did that. And I was like, oh, you hit the wrong button.
I know. I completely hit the wrong button.
Way to go.
I wanted to hit that one. Nasty Nikki getting drunk at a bar. Oh, there you go. That's the drunk old hotline for
you. I didn't
everybody.
Put anything in their drinks, thank you.
Right. Ronnie Beans, no roofies, right?
No roofies.
Do you know those girls?
No.
Okay. Yeah, that's the drunk old hotline, everybody. It's a fun little thing we do every week. All the drunk people that listen to the show call us on the weekends when they get hammered, which is fun. I want to tell you again about the comedy show for The Cure of Autism, everybody. Sunday, November 12th at the Gotham Comedy Club, which is located on 23rd Street between 8th and 9th Avenues in Manhattan. Every dollar goes to autism research. Lineup includes Bill Burr, Ted Alexandro, Martha... Maria, I keep on fucking up her name. Maria Shahata.
Shahata.
Maria Shahata. And
I know we're butchering
Mark
her name.
Anthony Ramirez. Tickets are $50. Each and every single dollar goes to autism research. To order tickets online, go to www.cureautismnow.org/cancomedynight. there are only 300 tickets available, everybody, so order quickly. Show starts at 7 p.m., and Rockin' and I will be there. It's Billy Burr, everybody, headline. It should be a good show at the Gotham Comedy Club, November 12th, 7 p.m. start. It's a Sunday night, but the show shouldn't run too late. All right, and with that, we'll do the hot news of the week, Ronnie Beans, right?
Yeah, sure.
And get the fuck out of here.
Let's get out of here. It's time for LunaticRadio.com's Hotties of the Week. Hotties.
Hotties. Hotties.
Hotties of
the Week. What up, everybody? Hottie of the Week time.
Hotties.
Pick a chick from Lola and Tamer Dean with a Hottie of the Week. Pointless second to it every week.
Of the Week.
If you want to partake? Oh, fuck. I think somebody partake this week. Emails to the show, lunaticradio.com, with the name of the chick and the reason why. We'll rate them on the air. Or you can post them in the chat room if you're listening live. Sisson LaSara is going with Keira Knightley, which is pretty cool. She's a hot piece of ass. I am going with, Ron, don't take mine, I'm going with Scarlett Johansson. Hottest woman on the planet. She was in this week's New York Post on Wednesday on page 6, looking hot as hell. Scarlett Johansson is my honey of the week. I fucking pleasure her all day. Swear to God. Unbelievable. Love the skin tone. Mind being Joe Hottie of the Week.
Kate Beckinsale. I saw her on the Scream Awards last week. The Spike TV did the Scream Awards, which are basically like a Oscars of the scary movie science fiction films. And she won for like hottest female for Underworld.
And
it was spectacular. She's so fucking hot.
Good one, Bean. Sizzle and Sarah. She likes your pick.
Yeah. She's requested a turn in the steam shower.
Who, Sizzle and Sarah?
Yeah.
Nice. Love those steam showers.
I told her I might have to go with her the first time just to, you know, show her how it works.
Kristen Crook from Smallville? I might be getting that name wrong.
Yeah.
That's somebody's hottie of the week. Not many hottie of the week, so I guess there's not many hot chicks out there this week. Ah, fuck it. Our thanks to CJ Taladano, everybody. MySpace.com/CJ Taladano. Up-and-coming comedian at Erie, Pennsylvania. He'll be appearing in, I don't know, two comedy clubs in Cleveland this weekend. So log on to his MySpace page, MySpace.com/CJ Taladano. Or you can check him out on our MySpace page. That's MySpace.com/LunaticRadio. He's right on the front page there. Word. Kitty Cow. All right. Somebody's going with Kitty Cow. I
don't know who that is here.
Our thanks to everybody listening live in the chat room. We love you all. And thanks to everybody listening on the podcast.
Word.
We like you people, too. Thank you to everybody listening to us on XM Satellite Radio. Thank you to everybody listening to us on the local rock stations around the country. Thank you to everybody listening to us on Sirius Satellite Radio. We're on all these networks now, Ron.
Really? Hold on. Time out. We're at Sirius now?
I'm just making this shit up as
I
go.
I was going to say, when did that happen?
I know, right?
Where's my check?
Exactly. Who's hogging all the dough?
Yeah.
And I don't mean cookie dough.
Yeah.
Cookie dough.
Cookie dough.
Yeah, chocolate chip cookie dough.
Cookie dough.
Cookie dough.
All right, man.
All right.
We've run the gamut.
Yes.
We got to get out of here.
Let's get the fuck out of here.
Too many too many long hours. Yeah. Wow, we're doing 4 hours again. All right, everybody. So until next week, we'll have porn star Hillary Scott on the program. Rocket will be back in studio. Ronnie Beans will be here.
Yes.
Ronnie Beans, full house next week. Should be a good show.
Yes.
And until then, be cool, be safe.
Yes.
Bang a chick or bang a dude if you're a chick. And drink some beer, have some fun. All right, until next week, see you later. My armpits stink.
This concludes the LunaticRadio.com broadcast day. For questions and comments, email the show at LunaticRadio.com. That's THESHOW @LunaticRadio.com.